these days. Dr. Chris Papadopoulos, he's a principal lecturer in public health at the University of Bedfordshire. Absolutely fascinating programme, this. Extraordinary they're doing it. The idea of robots basically taking over a lot of those roles. Well, maybe they could take over one role, and that's the 1 till 4 afternoon show here at Talk Radio. Oh, no, he's here, John Holmes.
Ah, but you see, I could be a cyborg from the future, for all you
could
know.
Could be.
You don't
it
know
would make
that.
A lot of sense.
I am unstoppable.
I'd have thought cyborgs were better behaved and would make less mess in the studio.
Fewer. Hello.
Hello,
hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. You?
Have you had a good weekend?
I think it was fine.
Have you faced a travel ban of any sort?
Let me think.
This is the fundamental flaw of the Trump travel ban. Forget everything else, the whole racism thing and the madness of it all.
I'd still get in.
Yeah, John Holmes would still get in the country.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was once arrested in America.
Of course you were.
So I don't know whether I'm going to be allowed back, because I don't know the rules about that, but I could find out.
Yeah. Do I dare ask you what you were arrested for?
No. There will be, suffice to say, I was sprawled over a bonnet by a cop.
Okay, let's leave that. What's happening on your show in two words?
Trump ban.
Usual nonsense were the two words we were looking for, so you've lost that quiz. Time is 12:58. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock, trying not to get arrested or banned from any particular country. He's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'm back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Get ready for 7 days of fabulous in the sun. That's 7 days of fashion, 7 days of fitness tips, 7 days of celebrity interviews and real life stories. Pick up the sun for your fix of fabulous every Monday to Saturday and your glossy fabulous mag on Sunday. Don't miss it. Every day in the sun.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Don't ignore the workplace. It's the law to have a work... Even if you work from home and only employ one person, you'll still need a work... You'll still need to offer a workplace pension. Ah, finally. I got your attention. Don't ignore the workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
At Thomson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thomson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thomson.co.uk for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is on a Monday. It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 1 million want to stop Trump's state visit. Brussels bomb suspect charged over Paris attacks and MPs investigate fake news.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump's state visit to the UK will still go ahead despite more than a million people backing a petition calling for it to be cancelled. It's after the US president put in place a temporary ban on refugees and people from mainly Muslim countries, saying it will protect Americans from terrorism. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, he thinks the trip should be postponed, has criticised the travel ban.
It is outrageous. It is illegal as well as being immoral. I think we should stand up for the values we believe in as they don't discriminate.
But political activist and former leader of the English Defence League, Tommy Robinson, has told Talk Radio it is sensible.
If we had a ban on refugees 12 months ago in Europe, 200 people would be alive today. 5 out of the 8 Paris attackers were refugees. The Berlin lorry driver was a refugee. President Trump promised to get tough and he promised to protect the American people. That's what he's doing.
In response, the Iraqi parliament has approved a special measure affecting Americans entering their country. It's not clear how US military personnel, non-government and aid workers in the Middle Eastern country will be affected. A suspect in the Brussels airport bombing has now been charged over the Paris terror attacks. Mohamed Ebrini, who was dubbed the man in the hat, was arrested by authorities in Belgium last year. 32 people died in the Belgian capital in 2016, just months after 130 were killed in France. The Canadian Prime Minister has condemned a terrorist attack which killed 6 people during evening prayers at a mosque. 2 people have been arrested following the shootout in Quebec. And social media sites are being urged to take more responsibility for so-called fake news. The Commons Culture, Media and Sport Committee is looking into what search engines can do to tackle content that isn't true.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hey, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi.
With your news.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Is it all true?
Hopefully.
Okay. Won't be at 2 o'clock.
No.
There'll be a news lie.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of today's headline. Oh, look, Cornelius has rocked up late.
Hey! What?
Isn't he just late?
He's always late, though, isn't he? Mm.
You sit yourself down. Get comfy.
He's out of breath. He's panting.
It's because he's walked 4 yards.
Because I've been working so hard, everyone. Thank you.
You've been what?
Working so hard.
I just heard that. Right, Victoria's got the weather now.
Thanks, John.
Here it is.
Thanks, John.
Now.
Dry with some sunny spells across Scotland. Elsewhere, cloudy with outbreaks of rain in the far west throughout the afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you very much. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Crystal Palace have completed the signing of Patrick Van Aanholt from Premier League relegation rival Sunderland. The left-back has moved for a reported fee of £14 million on a 4.5-year deal. Another Palace target, Arsenal's Carl Jenkinson, looks to be staying put, though. That's according to Gunners boss Arsene Wenger. The defender has so far been unable to agree personal terms. Nottingham Forest owner Fawaz Al-Hawassi has told TalkSport that Nigel Clough is under consideration for the vacant managerial role. The Derby boss has strong family ties with Forest, who are 19th in the Skybet Championship. Al-Hawassi exclusively revealed to TalkSport it is an option available to him.
Maybe I might go for Nigel Clough, and maybe I will go for somebody else, and maybe I will continue with Gary Brazil till the end of the season, and we will hire somebody in the summer.
Finally, England Rugby Union head coach Eddie Jones says he's confident Anthony Watson will be fit to play some part in this year's Six Nations. The wing has been ruled out for up to a month with a hamstring strain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Victoria, don't talk over Ben, it's rude, isn't it?
Sorry, John.
Ben's pre-recorded that. He's been really busy pre-recording it because he can't be asked to do it live.
He was really frantic, actually.
Why is he frantic today?
Because he quickly turned around the clip with the man, Nottingham Forest man.
Great band.
The owner of Nottingham Forest.
All right. Brilliant. Right, so with all that action to look forward to this afternoon, let's crack on with a Monday programme.
Talk Radio.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previous.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. It is a quarter to a skin wasteland, isn't it, Josh?
No.
Perfect soundtrack to engineering some chemicals. Oh, I hope you're all very well, except Cass. I'm so glad, as I'm scared the next generation are going to be in folk musicianship.
No.
Cass eats a kangaroo's anus.
That's broadcast, who's eggy.
Shut up, Con. And they were quite inventive films, I thought.
Legendary speech from the Nebraska Education Forum. British manufacturer of cheeks used to remember either animal news, vegetables news, or mineral news.
And that means we'll be talking out of arses. What will that lead to? Well, an evening show on LBC.
That's the latest data that anyone's got.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. I am good on a job.
Well, hello then, and good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio, of course, 1 till 4 in the weekday. It's a Monday one. I am John Holmes. All welcome. Let us, before we even begin today, just point out in the current world climate just how welcome you are to listen to this this afternoon. No Muslim ban here. Everybody is free to listen. There won't be any extra checks. No extreme vetting. By the way, I have now pitched my idea that I first mentioned last week for a reality show called Extreme Vetting, in which celebrities have animals removed from them. Episode 1, Richard Gere versus Hamster. To Channel 5, and I'm still waiting to hear back. Now, if you are listening to this Monday PM, because you are being detained in an airport, because you're so stupid that you've got the nationality of either Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria or Yemen. I mean, what were you thinking? What were you honestly thinking, being born in one of those places? What kind of idiot are you? Are you stupid? Those, you idiot, are the seven places that Donald Trump has put on his list. Why would you choose to be from there, you idiot? You must be so stupid. To be a Muslim, why didn't you get yourself born in Saudi Arabia or Egypt or the UAE or Indonesia or Pakistan or Afghanistan? I mean, are you so stupid that you pick one of the seven countries on his list? How can you be so ignorant as not to be from a Muslim country where Donald Trump owns hotels and has business interests? Why have you picked one of the other ones, you idiot, you moron? It's all you needed to do, isn't it? It's so simple. Just be from one of the other ones. And so what if no American has ever been killed on US soil by someone from one of the countries on his list? And that the worst atrocity, 9-11, was, you know, perpetrated by citizens of Saudi Arabia, the UAE and Egypt? So what, Mara? None of them are on the list, but so what? I mean, you're so stupid as to be from a Muslim country where there isn't a Trump hotel, then frankly, it's your own stupid fault. And I've no sympathy. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. And as Downing Street presses on with its invitation to Trump so he can visit the UK, so we now invite you to Monday's broadcasting banquet.
At five!
Where you can feast on various ill-advised radio features. Not least, headline hijacking. That is on the way, of course it is. That's what we do at two. You're hearing about fake news in the news there with Victoria, of course. And how people are still decrying the notion. But no, we embrace fake news. We always have on here. We go all out for your alternative facts. We call it headline hijack. You are encouraged to make up a news lie, throw it in this direction, and then hear it broadcast as truth in the news at 2 o'clock. You are aiming your made-up nonsense squarely at this mouth.
This mouth.
Which belongs to Victoria. Which, when she says your news story out loud, it will give it both the air of authenticity and a 1 in 3 chance of it being pronounced correctly. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Lonely Lunch Club. We'll be inducting another Lonely What Lunch into our afternoon Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, then we invite you to get in touch and we'll try to make your lunchtime fewer lonely by getting you on the radio to talk us through it. just idle chit-chat. You don't have to do anything. So whatever your circumstance, whatever you're doing, you must be lunching. Maybe you've been detained at an airport on the orders of a madman, and you're sitting at one of those overpriced airport fish and champagne bars eating a diet Toblerone. That's just a normal Toblerone, but they're smaller now. Not in an airport, though. They're still giant. If that's you, get in touch. Come on the radio, tell us about it. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Also, work experience punditry on the way. As things are reviewed, TV on a Monday, work experience Josh is in today. Having seen some of the TV with his work experience eyes, he'll be reviewing it. There's the day's big stories, analysed via the poetry of a non-Muslim nation, Japan. It's not like they've ever committed an atrocity. Five. That's the news in haikus. There's a big debate at three. We will be helping another Kickstarter project by inviting its creator onto the radio to give it a virtual kick up the arse. Maybe you've got a Kickstarter, a crowdfunding idea on the go. Maybe you've always dreamt of inventing something that isn't there already, like a new kind of umbrella that collects rainwater and automatically posts it to Ethiopia. Perhaps you've got an idea for detaining people that you don't much like, and your plan involves building, I don't know, some camps. Well, if you're crowdfunding, come crowdfinding. Yeah, clever. As we promote your plan on the radio by getting you on the radio to talk about it. 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you'd like.
There's a diversity paper review on the way. That is where our newspapers are reviewed each day by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome in Rudd. He's a bisexual one. Ginger Dave is not producing. Detaining students in his van, I think. Asprodcast, though. The assistant producer, Cass. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window!
Yeah, another happy Monday.
Oh, you know that Nazi secretary that died today is 106. Yeah, yeah, that's, I mean, that Goebbels' his old secretary, Nazi. Yeah. Yeah, she'd be pleasanter to work with than Cat. Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hi.
Hi. Victoria stays out too late. She's got the news in her brain. That's what people say.
Yes.
Paid intern Cornelius is present.
Hi, everyone. Present.
It's not necessarily correct. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Welcome along. We need to get into today's big story, which we'll be talking about and discussing very shortly indeed. But as ever, we're going to get into it with some music. Nation Army. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what on what is primarily a talk radio station. Why would I be playing it on a talk radio station? That's the question, isn't it? Well, I can tell you that it links to today's big story. That is what we do. It's a little bit of production colour. Why would I be playing it, though, Cornelius? What do you think today's big story
big
is?
Story.
Big story. It's a big story.
Big story.
It's a very big story. And we're going to be talking about it on the radio quite soon. And
the white stripes. Is it something to do with roads, parking, traffic?
No.
Seven Nation Army.
Ah, now.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah.
What is it then?
The Six Nations is starting.
No.
Isn't it? The rugby.
No, it's not that. No.
I don't know. Is it Seven? The film Seven?
No. It's that Donald Trump has banned.
Who?
Yeah. Banned people from Muslims, they are. From seven.
People from Muslims?
Yes. From seven nations. From entering the United States of America. I don't know if you've heard about that over the weekend.
Yeah, I did.
There's some protests and there's now a petition and so on and so forth. We're going to be discussing it, of course. It is the day's big story. For that, we're going to need a guest to discuss it. Aspodcast is through the glass. It's her job to find us a guest. Aspodcast, will you find us a guest?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that was easy, wasn't it? So, we'll talk about Trump and the Muslim ban on the Seven Nations next on Talk Radio. Obviously, we'll take your reactions as well. Everyone's got an opinion on this, haven't they? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. And you're listening to Talk Radio. On the radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Standard MDF 1220 by 2440 by 9mm. Just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at trade point. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
New problems for the M1 in South Yorkshire. The southbound delays near Meadowhall, junctions 34 to 33 because of a vehicle fire. Near Sheffield, the M1 has finally reopened. All the restrictions after a lorry jackknife have been lifted between junctions 31 and 32. The London bound M1's busy because of a breakdown at junction 7 for Hemel Hempstead. The London bound side of Prince Avenue in the south end on Sea Area of Essex is closed because a vehicle has struck a bridge. And a breakdown on Monmouth southbound M40 is causing delays near to the Monmouth traffic lights. I'm Jarena Adams.
This year, the title could be returning to the capital, or it could go to the northwest. It might be the Blues, but we're not ruling out the Reds, or indeed anyone else.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our credit matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out, get your free Experian credit score, and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'll be joined by the fantastic Simon London, who'll be doing today's trending review, and by Kay Ribeiro, entertainment queen, with some very big and secret showbiz gossip for you. Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio that you're listening to. Yes, like what that just said. Then some of your reactions have been coming in to the studio. Cornelius, what's been coming in? Do you want me to just do that again so you're ready?
Lots coming in, John. I'm ready now.
All right, I'll just do it again then. We can kind of make it seamless.
Okay.
And then, like, not awkward like that was. All right, you ready? Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, just ahead of the big story. Here's some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, if 1 million people...
It's pretty seamless that time, well done.
Thanks. Paul, don't want Donald Trump to come here. Why don't they just go back to where they've came from? That's come from a confused man who has a union flag as his Twitter profile picture. Thanks very much for that. John, Mo Farah seems to be enraged. But if you put Farah and rage together, yeah, what do you get? Farage. It's all cyclical and I bloody hate cyclists. Thanks very much
for sending that. Indeed. Right, let's talk about today's big story. Hashtag Muslim ban. Hashtag Muslim ban defence. Yes, Donald Trump's divisive plan to prevent citizens of certain countries on his list from getting into America to presumably blow it up has now led to a petition signed by a million people to prevent the man who wants to prevent people he doesn't agree with from entering his country from entering ours because they don't agree with him. It's quite confusing. Downing Street has said that the invitation to Donald Trump will stay, as to withdraw it would, quote, undo everything, something Donald last heard when he said it to a prostitute in a Moscow hotel room. The Queen will also host Donald. Thank goodness, I suppose. She's got corgis, not pussies. Yet Buckingham Palace has yet to comment. But should the petitions stand? Should they ban a man they don't like, the petition signatories, from entering a country based on the fact that he also wants to ban some people he doesn't like from entering his? On the line, to sort of talk us through it as best we can manage, because it is complex, is Harjat Bangal. He is an immigration lawyer. Hello, Harjat.
Hi there. Hi. How are you, John?
Very good. Thank you for joining us. Right, so let's start with the news we heard 20 minutes ago. Jeremy Corbyn said that what Trump has done is illegal. Is it?
Well, according to the federal judges, it is. For what they've said, well, you know, in mid-transit, you can't tell someone you're not allowed to land when they've got a valid visa. And you can't tell people with leave to remain or, you know, who've got their green cards that, you know what, you have to leave now but just because of where you're born or you hold a dual passport, you know, with X, Y, and Z country. So it is, to an extent, a lot of federal judges do seem to think so. However, every country does have its right to, you know, choose its immigration policy. What he's done is he's just done it off the cuff, you know. So, like, me and you get together, have a little chat, and you know what? We'd start to change your laws tomorrow, bring it in tomorrow. But, you know, we haven't discussed how it's going to happen. No mechanism, no grace period, you know, and that is key. And that's why we're in this mess, really. And that's why a lot of the protests, a lot of people were being detained. And immigration officers really didn't know what to do because they didn't have any instructions apart from stop these people entering our country.
That's right. So you're absolutely right. So there's this sort of blanket instant ban. Of course, there's no instruction to these people on the front line. And so what are they supposed to do? They have to detain these people, don't they?
Yeah, well, exactly. They have to do what the executive order says. Saying that, it's very discretionary. So they did let a lot through. So it all depended on what officer you got.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's pretty much the same here as well. A lot of that happens at Heathrow. So Heathrow, when you're face-to-face with the officer decides whether to let you through, whether to detain you for further questioning.
Yep.
You might have a visa, you know, but the officer might think, you know what, I don't, you know, I want to question you further. I don't think you're telling me the truth, and might want to investigate it.
But
in
terms of the executive order, though, are they still allowed discretion there, or do they not have to just comply with it?
Well, this is a thing. Some people use their discretion, and other people said, well, you know what, we're going to strictly comply with it. But because there was no mechanism, so it wasn't like, this has got to work, this is your checklist, this is what you've got to go by, they're the guidelines. It's just, I'm the president, I've written this, this is what... you need to do. And a lot of people thought, well, hold on, we're not going to do that because it doesn't work for us. I mean, how many people are we going to end up detaining? They probably didn't have that many holding space,
yeah.
to be honest. I mean, so, you know, you're just going to end up, same thing here, is limited detention spaces. You're going to end up clogging up the system. People are going to put appeals in, clogging up the courts. So I think the federal judge, Donnelly, done a sensible thing and said, you know, it didn't help when the US government lawyers turned up and said, you know what, we haven't had time to think about the legality because it's all happened so fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just said, well, in that case, I'm going to grant a stay on this, on the people who are here. However, they can prevent people from boarding. So I think the people who are really going to be affected are the people who haven't yet boarded to come over. They might be prevented from coming over.
From actually getting on the planes. Yeah. So what do you make of this, the fact that these are a particular seven nations that have been picked? Because there's been a lot of criticism, of course, about the fact that there are other Muslim countries with arguably more harbouring more terrorists. That aren't on the list. And so what do we make of this? Is it because of business interests?
It may be. It may be so. I mean, there's the allegations definitely there that the business interests that the president has, the countries with, they haven't been banned. Also, the clarification that was issued yesterday, it's very interesting. It said we won't stop UK citizens regardless of where they've come from, even if they've come from the seven countries. So what's to stop a radicalised British Muslim, you know, born in the UK, then going to Syria, coming direct from Syria, he won't get stopped.
Yeah, or even coming back to the UK and then going.
So how is that protecting your borders then against terrorism? So, there's a lot of grey area, and as usual, I'd expect this policy to change about 15 times in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, as it goes between court and... Yeah. I mean, is it a case of what is done here, rather than... Are we just looking at it too literally? Because I'm sort of reading all about it and all the different sides of anything else, and the fact that it's this kind of reaction, there's this petition now, and so is it not really, though, that all he's done is... when he didn't need to think it through for this reason, he's just simply gone, right, here's a new policy and a new way of governing, and so I'm just going to do that, and then we'll all argue that. He's sending a message, isn't he? He's sending a message to the world.
I think the message he wants to send is, look, I'm the action man.
Yeah.
You know, so I've made a promise and I'm going to do something.
Which also means, by the way, he has no genitals. I've seen an action man.
Sometimes no clothes, depends who gets their hands on. So, it's, you know, that's the message he wants to send. But, however, what the way he's going about saying it, he's saying, right, I think terrorists have come from X, Y, Z country, and that's it, you're all off the list. And therefore saying, right, all the others are okay. So, you know, it's not really, to be honest, fair in the eyes of, you know, people who are human rights activists. And, you know, it's, and even the courts have said, you know, this is not the best way to have gone about it.
Yeah.
There should have been a consultation.
And it's about relationships, isn't it, with the US and those other countries? Because the seven nations aren't financially worth that much to the US. You can easily take that hit. Whereas if you're talking about Pakistan, that's a military ally because of the bases. You're talking about Saudi Arabia because of the oil. So it's not just Trump, is it? It's all US business, I guess, as a whole, have interests in these other countries.
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying, you know, that these countries are all right to sell weapons to, but we just don't want their people, so we're selling weapons to kill each other.
Yeah.
And, I mean, especially countries like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, they do have history of, terrorism, of terrorists being coming from them sort of places. And it's funny how they're not on the list.
Well, that's right, because I think there's not one death on US soil, America, committed by anyone from any of those seven nations, because 9/11 was Saudi Arabia, I think, and the UAE and Egypt, all of which are missing from the list. And didn't Obama, am I right, didn't he ban visas to Iraqis?
Well, he did, but that was for different reasons. I think people are getting that's a bit of a smokescreen.
Okay.
What happened was he let in 10,000 Iraqis in that year.
Yeah.
People don't realise that, but there was such a huge backlog. He banned it because he didn't want the application process, being all clogged up. So that's what he did. But to be fair, he did let in 10,000 Iraqis, whereas doesn't look like as if President Trump is going to go down that route.
No. All right, listen, thanks very much for talking to us.
No problem at all, John.
Ajay Mangal, immigration lawyer there, talking us through some of the legal aspects of what Donald Trump has done. Of course, as we know, that the Queen, obviously can't politically get involved here, but, you know, it'll be interesting if, when he turns up, she just punches him in the face.
What? That would be interesting.
Yeah. It's what the people want. So, what do you think? What's your opinion? What's your reaction? 87777.
Start your message with the word
at talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a reaction.
Yes, and we'll take some of those in the next bit of the programme, where we'll also take your headline hijacks, your made-up news, and, of course, we'll meet a lonely what lunch. It is 1:30. It's Talk Radio on a Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says Theresa May is very happy to invite Donald Trump for a state visit to the UK, despite more than 1.2 million people calling for it to be cancelled. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'd take back the invitation after the US president signed a travel ban for people from seven mainly Muslim countries. He insists it's to protect Americans from terrorism. Former leader of the English Defence League, Tommy Robinson, has told Talk Radio he agrees with President Trump.
If he didn't do this and a Somalian come into the country in a month's time and he went on a terrorist attack, everyone would be screaming at him why he didn't do it. The first thing he has to do is put a halt on everything and get an American house in order.
A suspect in the Brussels airport attack has been handed over to France to be questioned over atrocities in Paris. Investigators say the bombings in Belgium were carried out by the same cell that plotted the November 2015 attacks in the French capital. Two terror suspects have been questioned in Canada after a deadly attack at a mosque. Six people died and eight were injured in the shooting in Quebec. A police chief has avoided being sacked after she drunkenly berated a junior colleague who'd had a boob job. A disciplinary panel found that Assistant Chief Constable of the Manchester Force, Rebecca Sutcliffe, had breached standards of professional behaviour. And MPs are going to investigate what search engines and social media sites can do to stop fake news from being spread. An inquiry has been set up after an increase in false stories online, including that the Queen would abdicate if we stayed in the EU. The weather dry with some sunny spells across Scotland. Elsewhere, cloudy with outbreaks of rain in the far west throughout the afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees is more in half an hour.
Did Prince Charles put that rumour about?
I'm not sure where it came from, but it's not true.
Come on, Mummy, leave me space.
I do like your impression.
Come on, Mummy, get off the chair.
Can you do Philip?
No.
Because you'd do the exact same voice,
yes,
wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah.
Except you'd pitch it up a bit, would you? For Philip?
You don't know.
No, that's no.
No?
No, no. I think Philip's more sort of, oh, come on, Liz!
Oh, yes.
Prince Charles is sort of like, you Dutchy original biscuits. Yeah. And Prince Philip's sort of, come on, Liz, you old witch! Like that, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Come on, let's go upstairs and do it!
No. Wow.
Did you do the weather?
Yes.
Oh.
When I stopped speaking because I'd finished my bulletin, that's when you started.
I just, some silence happens and I just lean forward and speak. I don't know.
That's how the whole show works.
It could just be, I mean, I have nothing to say. I literally just say words for a bit.
I know.
Till the time is filled. And then we all go home. Mm. Yeah. Speaking of time filling, in an hour you have to do bonus news, don't you, Victoria?
Yes. And today is animal news.
It's mineral news.
Animal news.
Mineral news.
Animal news.
On consecutive days, they are animal news.
Well, I've just said it's going to be animal news.
Yeah, but it's mineral news.
Yeah, but I just said it's going to be animal news.
Take the animal news and put that in the bin and then find...
It's a waste. I like to recycle.
Anyway, so whatever it is going to be, it will be in an hour where Victoria makes up some time because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. It's bonus news. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news on consecutive days because that sort of covers everything off.
Yeah.
She doesn't like doing mineral news.
No.
So we'll see what happens. Right, so next bit of the programme. Yes, headline hijack. Speaking of Victoria, she has to read the news at 2 o'clock as well. There will be a made-up news line in it celebrating the notion of fake news. We'd like you to supply 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, a lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story, of course, which is the... which is the Trump Muslim ban and all the fallout from that. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, countries have their right to pick their own immigration policy, just like I can pick what I'm having for dinner tonight. I'm having sausages and mash. There's no name coming from that. So if you do see anyone having sausages and mash for dinner tonight, they're probably racist. John, do you remember when the Americans renamed French fries to Freedom Fries because they didn't agree with the Iraqi intervention? Well, frankly, I think we should rename Americano coffees to either Mexicano coffees or Muslim drink.
Right, let's start a petition.
Mm.
Right, there you go. We're going to start a petition this afternoon. Should we rename Americano coffee Muslim drink? I think so.
I do as well.
So let's get a petition going. If you like to sign the petition, send your name in and we'll add it to the list. It'll especially say, we, the undersigned, disagree with Donald Trump and thus wish to change the name of his traditional Americano coffee from his America that he's the boss of to Muslim drink. Join in. When you next go into Starbucks, which is... or Costa.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Or any branch of a coffee based outlet today and from now on until Donald Trump backs down, simply go up and ask for a Muslim drink and we'll stick it to Trump that way. Yeah? Good. Right. Send your name in if you want us to add it to the petition. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your name.
# Muslim drink. Now, that's a good idea. That's a good. Who sent that in? Because that's good.
It's coming from someone on Twitter called Michael Sharp.
Well, he's good. So thanks, Michael. Good. Good idea. See how Trump likes that. So now to Headline Hijack. Made up news stories, they are prolific, aren't they? You've been hearing about them in the actual news. But what if that is fake news? What if the stories about fake news are fake news? What then? Well, we embrace the very notion, frankly, and have done way before it was trendy and fashionable by asking you to supply a made up news lie for the news at 2 o'clock. It's each and every day that we do it, and we like you to get involved. So, what's been coming in? Let's have a look right here. Donald Trump has demanded to Theresa May that the email addresses of the million people who have signed the petition calling to uninvite the president for a state visit are handed over to him so he can add all of those British people to the Muslim list. The Prime Minister...
The Muslim list.
The Prime Minister has not yet commented on whether or not she'll give in to that demand. That's coming from Simon.
Probably
thank
will,
you,
won't
you,
she?
Son. Yeah. Capitulate to him. Go on, what's come in on your area?
This is on my area, John. Thank you to Sally for this. In preparation ahead of tonight's planned protest outside 10 Downing Street, a wall has been erected at the entrance but has caused some complaints already. Downing Street has released a statement saying that the Mexican flag they daubed on the wall was just a satirical joke and they were hoping people would find the funny side of it.
Funny side of it, right. Okay, who's that in from?
That's from Sally.
Thank you, Sally. Right, if you'd like to send in a made-up news story, somebody has to get theirs into the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. And do you know what? It might as well be you. So here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
That's talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There'll also be Lonely Lunch Club. Somebody lunching alone will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email for that, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You can get on the list. Also on the programme today, drunk people canvassed to their opinion on the week's news over the weekend. That is Alco Vox Pops. That's coming as well, along with a Kickstarter project given a kick up the arse by us on this programme. As well as the big debate at 3, and of course the news in haikus on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, 20 to 2. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4 metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yay! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
911, what's your emergency?
I'd like to talk to the police. I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Well, hustled.
Okay, and do you know who did this to you?
Yeah, it was a British guy. Ronnie
O'Sullivan?
That's him. Turns out he's a 5-time snooker world champion. Took all my money, car, pants.
Where was this, sir? Memphis, San Francisco?
Chicago.
That's the 5th time this week.
What?
Nothing. We'll deal with this, sir.
He took my pants!
Ronnie's teaching America a lesson. Ronnie O'Sullivan's American Hustle. Coming to history Thursdays at 10.
Who's the hot super bloke that's a switch machine to all the folk?
Switch.
You're so right. Hey there, guys. Want to switch your current account? Let me tell you about Switch.
Switch.
The Switch guarantee means all your payments move automatically.
Switching current accounts has never been easier. Over 3 million people have moved banks with the Current Account Switch service. Visit currentaccountswitch.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems through Southborough in Kent. The A26 London Road is busy as repairs to a collapsed manhole continue around Western Road. No change in Southend on C for Prince Avenue, the A127. The London bound carriageway near to Cuckoo Corner remains blocked after a vehicle struck a bridge. The southbound M6 is looking very slow between Jenkins 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. There's still delays on the M1 South near Sheffield after early problems around Junction 33. And Monmouth A40 is heavy south after an earlier breakdown at the Monmouth traffic lights. I'm Jarena Adams.
This year, the title could be returning to the capital, or it could go to the northwest. It might be the Blues, but we're not ruling out the Reds, or indeed anyone else.
At Experian, we can't predict the future, but our credit matcher service can help you find credit cards and personal loans you're more likely to be accepted for before you apply, without affecting your credit score. Take the guesswork out, get your free Experian credit score, and try Credit Matcher today at experian.co.uk. Experian Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. See website for details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, yes, and you know what? I don't know about you, and looking at the news that there is, and you're probably aware by now that Donald Trump has stopped some Muslims from 7 nations trying to get into America. We've got a petition ourselves now. There's one been handed into Downing Street, or going to be. It's over a million people have signed it already over these border controls. And we've got one that we've just started. So if you'd like to sign our petition, then just send your name in and we will add your name to our petition. Our petition is this. In the wake of Donald Trump's hashtag Muslim ban, we, the undersigned, think that we should name Americano coffee something else. Much the same as they did with Freedom Fries.
Freedom Fries.
When America...
French Fries.
Renamed French Fries to Freedom Fries. So let's give them a taste of their own medicine. So rename Americano coffee Muslim drink. Peter's in Glasgow. Peter's in Glasgow.
We haven't had too many people send their names behind this.
It's a short...
Surprisingly.
Petitions take a while to get going. Yes. Peter in Glasgow points out, though, he's put Muslim drink. The thing is, you've all been drinking Arabica coffee for years, so it's too latte. So if you'd like to, I'm going to add his name to it anyway. So that's Peter in Glasgow, who wants to see Americana Coffee renamed, a bit like Freedom Fries, stick it back to America and just call American Coffee Muslim Drink. And make sure you do ask for that whenever you're going into an American-style coffee outlet. It's the only way they'll listen, Paul, it's a petition like this.
Yeah.
This is a send a message to Trump, this will. Yeah. In fact, why don't we do a petition to rename America Muslim Land? Right? Because then that's the same, isn't it? So, see how he likes that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think any of this is really helpful.
Or American, just where the word American is, we just chat. A Muslim werewolf in London.
Why don't we really stick it to them by doing a haiku?
Yeah. Let's do that. Because, you know, let's bring in some Japanese as well, yeah? Just into the international mix.
Move the show along. Yeah.
So what we do then, you see, is we take the news and we analyse it, as regular listeners will know, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables. It's complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
That's how we help, you see. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
To ban Trump's state visit. We're just veteran dangerous extremists.
Veteran?
Yeah, I think syllable wise.
Hold on. Okay, so now then, it is time to meet today's Lonely Lunch.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It is the Talk Radio weekday afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club, where we meet somebody who is lunching alone. Our sole mission, to make their lunchtime fewer lonely. Whatever your situation, if you are lunching alone, we want to hear from you. You can email us lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list to become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're being detained at an airport, thanks to an executive order that no one wants, and you're stuck, as I say, by just in sort of transit, maybe at that expensive fish and champagne bar, eating a giant Toblerone from the shop, the duty free, but on your own, then get in touch with us. We could come on the radio. Someone has done exactly that. I don't think she's trapped in an airport, but she might well be in Brighton. Hello, Lily.
Hello.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm excited to be on the radio.
Are you? Oh, we'll soon knock that out of you. are you in Brighton?
I am, yes.
Oh, what do you do in Brighton, Lily?
I study ecology at the University of Brighton.
Ecology? Oh, all right. So yes. Give us an example of something you're studying currently. What ecological...
Something not to bore you. I'm looking at the effects of sun cream chemicals on fish.
Right. So the advice, I mean, I'm just going to just stab in the dark here, but I guess the advice is not to rub sun cream on fish.
Yeah, that also. But when you wash and have showers, the sun cream like goes into the wastewater system and then goes into the sea.
Yeah.
Affects all the fish.
That doesn't make sense, though, because you're supposed to wear sun cream when you go swimming in hot countries.
Yeah, that's true, but then when you go in the sea, it just washes off.
Yeah. What if a fish licks you?
I don't know. Has a fish licked you before?
Oh, not prepared to answer that. but if a fish rubs up against you, like a dolphin or something,
yeah,
it could get it on it, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could, yeah.
So that's a problem. We should be thinking about that as well, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And in terms of how big a problem is sun cream? Because we hear a lot about, pollution. We hear a lot of stories about different things getting into the water system and harming animals and harming fish and so on. How big a problem is sun cream and fish?
Well, it's like a project in the making at the moment, so I can't tell you the actual final result.
All right. Did you come up with
it? Unfortunately.
Is it your project? You came up with this as a project, or is this sort of...
Yes, it is.
Very good. Because it's something people don't think about, so I think that's... I mean, that's the future of that is surely then to get sun cream manufacturers to put fish repellent in it. or something.
Yeah, that could be a possibility, yeah.
I'd be interesting to... You see, you said it wasn't interesting, but it actually is very interesting, I think. I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know, I think we would be interested to know the outcome of your research, Lily. Will you come back on the radio when you finished it and tell us...
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Exactly.
You'll be the first.
How damaged a fish could be by some ambre solaire.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so marine biology then, ecology. What interested you in this? This is, by the way, but just so you're up to speed, this is now idle chit-chat. So we know you're lunching alone. We'll get to that in a moment. But this is essentially the bit where we're sort of having a nice chat to make you fewer lonely than you would be otherwise.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Thank you very much. How kind.
Radio banter. So how long have you been interested in this area, Lily? What made you choose that study?
Honestly, since forever. But I can't even explain. I've always loved fish, which is strange, but I love it.
Yeah, well, to the point where you wouldn't eat a fish, or doesn't that count?
It's been a rocky road of eating fish and not eating fish. I try to not eat fish, but it's really difficult if you're a super seafood lover, which I am.
Yeah, but the thing is, loving seafood in the sea, and then there's loving seafood on the plate, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's a fine line between the two, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. If you were advising one to eat a certain kind of fish, what's the tastiest fish?
Oh my gosh. Tastiest fish, I don't know, seafood wise my favorite thing is prawns always.
Yeah, strong, good.
But fish, I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. I just like to, you know, it's always good to get, you know, when one is perusing a fish menu, the people listening to this going, I wish I had the advice of a marine biologist. And now we have. So prawns is the answer. Yeah.
Without sun cream on.
Yes, although it would add a certain flavour, maybe. I don't know. You can marinate them in the, you know, and then they wouldn't burn it. I don't know. You know, can fish get sunburned?
I don't think they can get sunburned, but I think if you... I don't know.
I'm just worried. I'm worried now in the fact that if you want to stop sun cream going on fish, then there'll be another epidemic and it'll be sunburned fish. Mm. We've just got to be careful, is what I'm saying.
Certainly unanswered questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, just add it to your research. It's fine.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so why are you lunching alone?
Why am I lunching alone? Well, I've got an exam coming up on Wednesday, and I'm basically just sat in my room studying and eating my lunch by myself.
Are you eating fish?
I'm not, no.
What are you eating?
I'm actually eating spaghetti bolognese, and it is in a Tupperware container.
That's good news. That's a strong, lonely lunch, hence the Tupperware Hall of Despair. I hope question one in your exam, by the way, isn't what's the tastiest fish, because you've already fallen at that hurdle, haven't you? So
No, I'm hoping it won't be. I mean, that'd be very unfortunate. Yeah,
I would revise that between now and then, just in case.
Good idea.
Bit of advice there.
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, look, lunching alone, because you've got an exam coming up. So in terms of what year are you in? What exam is it?
Final year, and it's just a module called Coastal Environments. So it's just, like, about the coast.
All right, okay. So give us an example of... you said this was boring. It isn't, right? Yeah. I'm interested in this. So give me an example of sort of coastal environment questioning.
So the one I'm doing is about mangroves and how climate change can affect them.
That's interesting, you see. So coastal, I mean, mangroves, what, we're talking Caribbean? We're talking...
I think it's just in general, the question.
Oh, okay.
What is a mangrove?
Oh, dear.
A mangrove is it's kind of like woody trees, like a tiny island, basically.
It sort of lives on, and the ecology around a mangrove swamp, Cornelius, because what you get is that the breakdown of the matter of the mangrove creates very rare, correct me if I'm wrong, Lily, because I probably am, but creates very rare environments that you don't get anywhere else in the world. For instance, you get biophosphorants in mangrove swamps and surrounds. Don't you, Lily?
You can take the exam for me.
There you go.
Like.
See, I know.
Did
about
you
that.
Just try and explain what a mangrove is by using the word biophosphorus?
Yes.
Thank you. I completely understand.
That's you.
Now.
That's you. Out of this conversation, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just between me and Lily now. Yeah. But I'm right, aren't I? You get biophosphorus in mangrove because of the breakdown of the matter. Yeah.
Yes, it's very correct.
I once went swimming in a lake, with biophosphorus in it. Lily, if you ever get the chance to do that, do, because that is, it's like shooting lightning from your hands. Do you know when you break the surface of the water, it flashes lights off your hands, of course, and the water is full of light that occurs naturally, and it's like shooting lightning from your hands. Just saying, you know, should
cool.
you get a chance to do that. It is cool. Write this in your exam. A man I spoke to on the radio once went swimming in a lit up pond. All right, anyway, look, I digress, because what we need to do now is to reward you and give you a souvenir of your time with us, Lily.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know. Well, you say that now. Wait till you hear the list of gifts that you could get. What you'll hear now is some very, very awful music. Here it comes. There it is. Next thing you'll hear is a list of gift prizes with a short description of each. Lily, you get to choose one of them.
Okay.
So listen carefully. Here they come.
A talk radio mug.
Yes, mug as in the crockery way, not as in sort of the cockney way of shat it, you mug. It's a mug.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Today featuring lots of great haikus and one that, frankly, I'm ashamed of.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
before,
yeah, okay, you don't need to...
It was racist.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, Talk Sport, the station that brings tennis commentary live from the basement of the building where they're watching it on the telly. That's a true story.
That is a true story.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Well, I did at first write a book written by a man who could only dream of being a marine biologist, but that was until all this biophosphorance malarkey.
I wrote a book, basically, Lily. It's a memoir. It's about growing up. You know, growing up and stuff. It's a memoir, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's a poignant and charming masterclass in comedy writing. So says the Press Association. Available on Amazon now. $6.99. Next.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing, in dodgeball, what's better to dodge, left or right?
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, Colin Murray doesn't broadcast on TalkSport anymore, unless you can hear him slightly sort of tied up in the basement when we're doing tennis commentary on the station.
We've got his calendars because they got thrown in a skip when he left and we fished them out. That's why we've got them. And they're only really a month out of date, technically, and we've got loads of them.
A 2017 John Holmes calendar.
And what more modern way could there be to strain your vegetables with this calendar, which we received after a typo in an email.
Because we wanted a calendar like Colin's. However, of course, being working with water, you can easily put water in a colander and watch it come out again. Which of those would you like, Lily?
Oh, it's such a choice.
I know.
I think I'm going to go for the first mug.
The first mug?
The talk radio mug.
In that case, it is yours. It's not quite big enough to hold a fish, but you'll get a prawn in there, no bother.
Perfect.
Lily, good luck with your exam.
Thank you.
Come back and tell us about the results of your sun cream experiment whenever you do that. Lily there, look, marine biology, student, ecology, in Brighton. And if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then you too can be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair by emailing this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's the Lonely Lunch Club in the afternoons. So then, Headline Hijack is next. It's in the news. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. She's the owner-operator of a mouth, and it will contain the news, but it will also contain news balls. The fake news writ large. You make it up, we put it on the radio as fact. That's how it works. Today, we have a headline hijacker that goes by the name of...
Martin.
Hello, Martin. And where's Martin? Where's he or she from?
St. Albans.
St. Albans.
Yeah.
Martin, if you're listening to this, congratulations. You are today's headline hijacker. After that, we will welcome in Josh. He's got some work experience punditry for us. He's a work experience. He's been looking at some television. We will be reviewing the big news stories, of course, throughout the afternoon. That's the news in haikus, the big debate at 3 o'clock as well. And we will be giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse as the afternoon wears on. And don't forget, if you want to sign our petition, which we've launched this afternoon, it's very fashionable to have a petition at the moment, isn't it? If you would like to join us in petitioning for the name, this is to stick it to Trump, after America changed the name of French fries to Freedom Fries back in the day, you remember. We're petitioning to change the name of the coffee Americano to Muslim drink. If you would like to sign our petition, send your name, 8722.
I thought we talked about this during the ad break.
Start your message with the word talk, at talk, at radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hashtag Muslim drink. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! Three backflips! Double somersault! There's the strutting chicken!
off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband, 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes renew unless cancelled. T's and T's apply.
It's not like us to show off here at Dacia. We prefer to be, you know, understated. But we thought you'd like to know that the new Dacia Sandero has won the 2017 What Car Best Small Car for under £12,000. That's 5 years in a row. Yes, sirree, Bob, the big one. Five times in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One after t'other. Line them up, shoot them down. Ah, that felt good. The Dacia Sandero range from 5995. Dacia, you do the maths. Available at participating dealers only.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end soon.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Monday, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump defends travel ban, shooting at Canadian mosque, and good news for gin drinkers.
Talk Radio.
The US president is defending his controversial immigration order and is blaming weekend disruption at airports on computer problems and protesters. Donald Trump signed a ban suspending travel to the US from 7 mainly Muslim countries, which he claims will protect Americans from terrorism. It's as more than 1.2 million people have backed a petition calling for his state visit to the UK to be cancelled. Labour MP Wes Streetings told Talk Radio the president is welcome to visit, but that doesn't mean we should roll out the red carpet for him.
He, overnight this weekend, has unleashed complete chaos at American airports as a policy where he had been ill-advised was badly implemented, and many people, in this completely innocent people, have found their lives thrown into limbo.
One of the men accused of bombing Brussels airport last March has been charged over the Paris terror attacks in 2015. Mohamed Ebrouni, who became known as the man in the hat, was handed over to French prosecutors by Belgian authorities. The Canadian Prime Minister says a shooting at a mosque in Quebec was a terror attack. Six people have been killed and others are seriously injured after gunmen reportedly opened fire and around 40 men at evening prayers. Police are questioning two people. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard has given a message of solidarity.
I want to say a few words to those of our fellow Quebecans who are Muslim. We are with you. You're at home. You are welcome here at home. We are all Quebecans. Together we must work to create an open society which is welcoming and peaceful.
It's been ruled a police chief can keep her job after she ranted at a junior colleague for having a breast enlargement before exposing her own chest. The Assistant Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police, Rebecca Sutcliffe, will continue to earn £109,000 a year. And the future of gin is safe. Horticultural experts say they've collected juniper seeds from across the country to help conserve the declining tree species.
Tree shoes. Thank you, Victoria, for that. News.
That's okay, John Holmes.
Good. Did you do the... No.
No.
Okay. Should we do the weather?
Why not?
All right, come
I'm
on
here.
Then. Come on then, come on.
Talk Radio, national weather.
It's the national weather. It's the national weather. All over the place is the weather.
The nationalist weather.
No.
No.
No?
No.
Keep the weather out. Don't want any of that foreign weather coming over here.
Anyway, dry with sunny spells across Scotland. Elsewhere, it's cloudy with outbreaks of rain in the far west throughout the afternoon. Highs of 12 degrees.
There's more than half an hour.
Maybe.
Yep.
25 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you overran.
can't stick to time, can you, John?
Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Crystal Palace target Carl Jenkinson looks set to stay at Arsenal. According to Gunners boss Arsene Wenger, the defender has so far been unable to agree personal terms. The Eagles have completed a signing today. Defender Patrick Van Aanholt joins from Sunderland. Nottingham Forest owner Fawaz Al-Hassawi has told TalkSport that Nigel Clough is under consideration for the vacant manager's job. The Burton Albion boss has strong family ties with Forest, who are 19th in the Sky Bet Championship. Al-Hassawi exclusively revealed to TalkSport Clough is an option available to him.
Maybe I might go for Nigel Clough, and maybe I will go for somebody else, and maybe I will continue with Gary Brazil till the end of the season, and we will hire somebody in the summer.
Finally, rugby England head coach Eddie Jones says he's confident Anthony Watson will be fit to play some part of this year's Six Nations. That's despite the winger being ruled out for up to a month with a hamstring strain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, leading feminist groups have handed in a petition to the interim mayor of Manchester calling on the city to be renamed to a more gender-neutral name, such as non-specific gender Chester. The city was originally named Manchester as it was known for its factories where men worked topless, revealing their manchests.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. That's Victoria with the news there, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
So, with petitions all the rage at the moment, this is the Trump visit petition. Of course, Theresa May announced the state visit last week of Donald Trump to the UK. More than a million people have now signed the petition trying to keep him out. We are suggesting a new petition. If you'd like to sign our petition as well, everyone likes a petition, so sign a petition. We've got a petition. It's this. You know how America once changed the name of French fries?
All the
fries?
Best petitions start with, you know how America.
Yeah.
Really formal there.
Yeah. You know how, that's my petition. You know how America once renamed French fries Freedom Fries because they didn't like the French, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like that, but with Americano.
Yes.
Yeah, Americano coffee, okay? Okay, yeah. So, stick it back to America by changing the name of Americano coffee to Muslim drink. Do you, the undersigned, think that's what should happen? We do. Send your name in to sign our petition. We, the undersigned, think to stick it to Donald Trump, Americano coffee should be renamed Muslim drink. Send your name to 87222.
We've still got no names. Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like.
Because
people are very busy with petitions today. And this is just the latest one.
We've chosen peak petition period.
And then the good news is that when we get up to two names on ours, Cornelius is going to have to go to Downing Street and present it to them and record that so we can play it to you on the radio when he does it, handing in a petition. Petitioning for Americano to be changed to Muslim drink, to stick it to Donald Trump. Anyway, get your names to us. Just send your name. That's all you got to do. And then Cornelius will have to do that. Right, shall we... there's another news story, by the way. I don't know if you saw this. The Women's Fiction Prize has had its sponsor pull out. Now, this is Baileys, of course. Baileys, the drink, have sponsored the Baileys Women's Fiction Prize for 4 years, but they're pulling out. And what better... Well, they search for a new sponsor, and we thought we could help with this by, of course, coming up with other booze-related sponsors for fiction, by having a text in today based on booze and books, you see? So what you have to do is you have to get some booze and a book and then put them together for today's Monday Punday text in. For instance, The Catcher in the Wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very good for instance, but it is a for instance. Huckleberry Finlandia vodka. No, see, because Huckleberry Finn is a book, Cornelius. Yeah. I know you're not familiar with them.
Yeah.
And Finlandia vodka is a drink, isn't it?
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, I know you are. So do you have one there, for example?
Yeah.
For example.
Harry Potter and the Half-Pint Prince.
Yes, if you like.
Ricky in The Office came up with George Orwell 1664.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's not bad, actually. Or, of course, Charles Dickens' classic work, An Ale of Two Cities. If you've got one, it's Booze and Books. Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then put a booze mixed with a book. It's time for Work Experience Punditry. So that's where we, on the radio, bring in one of our work experiences, work experience I, to give it the plural. Drag them out of the office, drag them away from the kettle and the photocopier and Julia Hartley Brewer's flailing fists, and instead put them in front of a microphone and give them some reviewing to do. Josh is back. Hello, Josh.
Hello, John.
Good news for you, because this, as you know, is a leg up in the industry, isn't it?
It is.
It's us reaching down and pulling somebody new up to take our place eventually.
And in return, I give you cups of tea.
That's right. And also, you're free. So that's really the main reason.
Always a bonus.
You're doing it. So what are we doing television today?
Yeah, we are doing TV, and I must tell you, the shows that I'm going to be reviewing today are some of my absolute favourite. Should we crack on?
I mean, you've very much set your stall out early there, so now we're all attentive, aren't we? So
exactly.
Come on then, where are we going?
All right, we're going to talk first about the ITV drama called The Halcyon. It's on at Mondays at 9 p.m. on ITV1. It first aired on the 2nd of January 2017. Now, if there is a drama or a TV programme which I can say I've fallen in love with, I have absolutely fallen in love with this programme.
Have you?
Literally, if I could marry this programme, I would, because I love it so much. It is captivating. I can watch it all day. And the series, we're only halfway through the series. It's an 8-part series. Episode 5 is on tonight.
Yeah, are you excited?
I am. Like, this will make my Monday.
Wow.
Literally, I used to hate Mondays before The Halcyon. Not anymore.
Really? So
yeah.
This is it. You're all gearing up for it.
I really am. And it's got an all-star cast as well. Cara Toynton as the hotel singer Betsy. And oh, she is cheeky. She is really cheeky on
she?
This. She really
she
is.
She like a cheeky hotel singer, isn't
she? Oh,
like?
I love a cheeky hotel singer.
Is that your favourite kind of hotel singer?
I mean, like, Betsy is just the best.
Is she?
It is the best. It's also starring Olivia Williams as Lady Hamilton, Jamie Blackley as Lord Freddie Hamilton, Edward Blumel as Toby Hamilton, Matt Ryan as American reporter Jamie O'Hara, and it is set... it's a period drama set in a bustling and glamorous 5-star hotel called The Halcyon at the centre of London society in a world at war.
What's so good about it then? What do you think is so good about The Halcyon?
Well, it's racy. That's the thing. A lot before it
I thought
aired,
you were going to say racist then.
No, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm
Very
not the news at the moment.
2017. What do you love about it? Well, it's just so racist.
I mean, this
I
year...
I love a racist hotel singer.
Yeah.
They're my favourite kind.
She's so cheeky.
Well, actually, it's funny because she's the opposite of that, because one of the storylines is she's kind of falling for a black singer, so she cannot be racist.
No.
And she is lovely.
So this is set when?
1940s, wartime London.
Okay, good. All
and
right.
It is just...
But there have been a lot of these kind of things. So, I mean, is this like sort of Downton replacement?
Well,
is that the sort of...
A lot of the critics were calling it a Downton replacement, but personally, I think it's better. It's racier. It's got more energy. The characters, there's a lot more... oomph to it, if that makes sense. There's the it's just more. It's more energy. It's more energetic. The storyline's more racy. The characters are
so
actually
using the word racy a lot. So
yes.
So it's obviously racy.
Yes.
When you say racy,
so.
Do you mean the sexy time?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Very cheeky.
Really cheeky. Is this the cheeky hotel singer?
Yes.
Having sexy time.
Yes.
All right.
Very much so. There was a shot of her in the bath, and the Lord walked in, and she dropped her towel.
What's wrong with you, Josh? Josh has gone mad, everybody.
I mean, this is The Halcyon. The Halcyon's driven me mad, guys.
It clearly has, yeah.
Right. I mean, we've got a clip, though.
Have we?
We do.
Is it the towel bit?
I'm not sure if it is, but I can explain the clip once it plays.
Okay, here we go. This is a clip from Josh's, clearly, all-time favourite show, The Halcyon on ITV.
the great American exodus continues.
It's understandable.
I think you're going to have to add my name to that list.
Would you like us to book you a flight?
No, no, Mr. Delane has a plane scheduled for Monday evening.
Very good. I do hope you'll consider the Halcyon again, should you ever choose to return.
Your room's been covered by your employer, so all that's left is to collect your bar bill. I'll have someone bring it up to your room.
That's it?
Was there something else?
Just you don't seem surprised.
Most of the Americans are leaving town. I suppose invasion rumors are rather alarming.
Well, this isn't an evacuation. I'm not quitting because of the war. It's a fantastic career opportunity.
I understand. Just a coincidence. I hope you've enjoyed London.
You know, I never went to a pub.
I don't think you'd like them. They don't serve martinis.
Well, that's a clip from The Racy Halcyon.
It is, but
Josh's favourite.
That's the thing. At the end, the assistant manager of the hotel, we don't serve martinis. They don't serve martinis. It's very cheeky. A lot of undertones there. It's quite sultry. But that clip was actually about an American radio reporter, and they wanted to move him onto a TV show in the US, but instead he is compelled to stay in London and report on the war.
I see. So it's episode 5 tonight. Out of 6?
Out of 8.
Out of 8. All right.
So we've still got, after this,
so you're not, you're
three
watching
more episodes to
it's
look
not all
to.
Available on demand and all that kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
But not ahead of itself.
No, not ahead. Yeah. No, it's on. Once the episode airs, it will be available on the ITV Hub.
Yeah.
But then, like that's the thing, we've still got three more episodes to look forward to after tonight.
He's so excited. Look at him. Okay.
Literally, I've got the biggest smile on my face thinking that the Halcyon is on tonight at 9 p.m.
Do you have a Halcyon routine, John? Are you sitting down in front of it with, you know,
I do.
What's your thing?
At approximately 5 to 9,
yes.
I make myself a cup of tea and get ready to sit on that sofa.
What a guy.
That is me.
Right. All right. Well, there you are. There's Josh with, I think he likes it, with the Halcyon, which is episode 5 tonight. But of course, you can catch up on demand if you want to sit and binge it this afternoon, which I know Josh would probably do given half the chance.
If I didn't have uni work as well to do, yep. Then yes, I would. But
you have. All right. So, what are we talking about next?
We're talking about the new ITV celebrity-led talent competition based in a Dutch format and presented by Alicia Dixon and Will Best. I am, of course, talking about Dance, Dance, Dance.
Oh, Christ. Right, we'll do that next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M11 in Essex has two lanes closed northbound between junctions 5 for Loughton and 6 of the M25. There's been an accident there. Staying in Essex, in Southend on Sea, the London bound side of Prince Avenue, the A127, is still closed for the recovery of a vehicle which struck a bridge near to Cuckoo Corner. There's also a lane out on the other side of the carriageway. In Northampton, Spencer Bridge Road, heavy because of gas main works near to the Super Sausage Cafe junction, and a breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire is causing southbound delays near junction 18 for Middlewich. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, PlusNet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £20, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 7th of February. Visit plus.net now. PlusNet will do you proud. Price may change. 18-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic terms.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot coming in. Thank you very much for your books and booze. This, of course, that Bailey's, the news that Bailey's, the sponsor of the Women's Prize for Fiction, have pulled out. So this will be their final year sponsoring it. So what other booze could sponsor the Women's Fiction Prize? It's just books and booze. Tash is in Bristol. This is very good. Perno Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Self-Pithy's come in with Tristram Brandy. Good. Kev, David Copperberg. That's good. Keep them coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, the news today, I don't know whether you've seen any of it, but it's quite complicated, isn't it, Cornelia?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, there's all the people at the airports. Can they be let in? Can they not be let in? Are they a citizen of that country? Does dual nationality allow you to come in if you're flying in from Britain but not in from Syria and the other seven nations? So there's a petition that's going to Downing Street. There's a protest at Downing Street tonight. There is a headline that says police boob job row. That is, of course, of the high-up police lady who showed her breasts to colleagues. She's had a final written warning from a disciplinary panel. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my breasts around it.
No, well, it's all right, Cornelius, because we're here to help. And we're here to help like this. We take the news and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We do, of course, present to you the news in haikus.
Farah, happy with Trump travel ban. Sorry, not Farah, meant Farage.
The news in haikus. Of course, if you take Mo Farah and his rage at being caught up in the US Muslim ban that's been on front of most of the papers today, then, of course, you get Farah and rage. You do get Farage. Like I said, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Right, Josh is here with us. Josh!
I am.
He's here. He's got work experience punditry. We're talking television today. Things Josh has seen with his eyes reviewed for you. We've already done The Halcyon, which is on ITV, which sort of contradicts it. I thought ITV programmes were just rubbish, but apparently not. Josh likes one of them.
No, this was amazing.
Yeah, The Halcyon.
And we're actually going on to another ITV programme as well.
Oh,
this
dear.
Is Dance, 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 Sundays at 6 p.m. As I said a tiny bit before in my little preview, it's a celebrity-led talent competition based on a Dutch format and presented.
That makes a change, doesn't it?
It does. It's
a
like
a celebrity-led talent competition.
No, it's a bit different because there have a lot of.
Well, it's dancing, not singing, yeah.
Well, not just that. It's there's been a lot of controversy on Twitter with fans of the show being like, I like it, but I don't quite get the format. Well, how I would describe it is that it's a real mix between Lip Sync Battle and the Sky One show Got to Dance. And you get Dance, Dance, Dance.
Right. So, I mean, it sounds appalling.
No, I actually really like it. It's basically, it's five celebrities with either a friend, a partner, a loved one, and they are competing in a competition, a dancing competition. But every their dances, they have to recreate iconic music videos. So it's actually
On a stage or like with full production values?
With full production values. Oh, right. So there's like, for example, Jess Wright, she was absolutely unreal when she recreated Christina Aguilera, and she was in the boxing ring. They have these amazing graphics where they literally surround the stage and they make the stage look like you are a part of the music video.
Right.
And the celebrity has to recreate the dancing of the music video, and it is actually quite unbelievable how these celebrities do it.
Right. We've got a clip of it. Which, given that it's, you know, mostly visual, could be interesting. This is a clip from Dance, Dance, Dance.
Last week, Johnny tapped his way to a high score with his incredible performance of putting on the Ritz.
I wanted to give you a 10, and I did.
Yes! First 10 of the series!
While Jess impressed the judges as she and Dwayne took on Madonna and Justin Timberlake.
Jess, I think you've stepped up in every single area.
Sadly for Fiona and Ronnie, they were at the bottom of the leaderboard and became the first couple to be eliminated from the competition.
You guys fell out of sync a good two or three times.
I think it was a good performance, but it was not good enough.
Do you know, I have loved this number, and I feel like I've let Ronnie down.
Tonight, the remaining four couples are hoping they won't be the next to leave.
Is that legal?
I want to be like, yeah,
elegant, babes, elegant.
And with the scores reset to zero, there's still everything to play for.
Slightly more pressure this time.
Oh my God, baby, you're right.
This is Dance, Dance, Dance.
Well, that sounds appalling.
I love it. It's new. It's innovative. It is a bit different. You may say, oh, another celebrity-led talent competition. But I actually like the format. And the celebrities in it, they are great dancers, as I said.
One of them from that clip there tapped his way to success or something.
Yeah.
What sort of video was that recreating? Who does tap?
Well, he is very good at Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Very good at Michael Jackson. And that's the thing. Like, they recreate...
So was Joseph Fiennes, but they stopped that happening.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Like, they've got expert judges. Ashley Banjo from Diversity, Tina Landon, who has worked with Prince, Pink, Christina Aguilera, Janet and Michael Jackson, Pussycat Dolls and Rihanna, just to name a few, and Timor Stephens. And that's the thing. It is a new show. It's different. Yes, it is new. People don't quite get the format. But as I said, it's like a mixture of Lip Sync Battle meets Got to Dance with a bit of celebrity strictly thrown in the middle, I guess, but it's I love it.
Can you dance with animals?
No.
Oh.
It's dancing with your partner.
Well, what if your partner is, for example, a bear?
I'm not like, sure if they would quite make it onto the show.
Well, don't rule out the song Simon Smith and His Amazing Dancing Bear. You may recall that song. He was amazing, alarming, courageous and charming.
I'm not sure if bears would quite make it onto the stage.
I don't think bear-human relationships would really work on the television.
And also, especially as these judges, they are ultra critical. I'm not sure what they would think of the bear. Like, we're talking people who have worked with Janet Jackson and the Pussycat Dolls here. Judging a bear, not sure if it would quite work out, John.
There are pussycats there, so... and it has been done before, Cornelius.
When?
Because there used to be a TV Saturday night drama called BJ and the Bear, which is where there was a truck driver called BJ.
Okay.
And his best friend was Bear.
And what type of bear was that?
That's the interesting thing about it. He wasn't a bear, he was a chimpanzee. But here's where the humour arises.
Well, so I'm right.
He was called Bear. Right, but he was actually a chimpanzee called Bear. BJ.
I never said human chimpanzee relationship.
BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. It wasn't a bear. And from thence the humour arose. He was a chimpanzee called Bear.
Maybe dancing with chimpanzees would work.
Are there any chimpanzees on it?
No chimpanzees. The dancing is all good. They don't have two left feet, though. I can confirm there are no chimpanzees on this programme.
Very quickly, what last programme should we talk about?
We are going to be talking about Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, why?
Because I love it.
You're weird. Have we got a clip?
I think we do have
Here we go.
Bianca and Jimmy are still upset about what Callum said.
What about Callum?
I know.
A little bit chewing off that.
I'm really upset.
Like, if you ask me about it again, I will say what I think. Because it's like, what, so I've done what I've done for a showman's.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm really, like, fuming over it, to be fair.
I didn't expect that. I didn't expect to hear that from him.
No, no, no.
I was a little bit like, really? Did you really say that?
Yo, don't let one clip not think that I'm not supporting you guys.
I am upset about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just because, obviously, why would I risk what I've risked and felt like this for a showman's?
I didn't say you had a showman's. I said you're not silly, which is not an insult. You're not silly. You guys know what you're doing. You know that they're onto you. And you guys are, it's just a bit intense. I just said there's a storyline there and you guys aren't silly.
What even is that?
It's Big Brother and it's very watchable.
Is it still there?
It is still there.
Is this Celebrity Big Brother or just Big Brother?
No, this is Celebrity Big Brother.
Who are they?
All right, so we've got currently in the house, we've got Callum Best, we've got Jedward, Nicola McLean, Kim Woodburn from How Clean Is Your House. Oh my goodness, she is unbelievable. It is the most captivating TV. Oh yes, dear, no dear, don't start with me, lovey. Oh, she is amazing. She is absolutely amazing.
Have you seen Planet Earth 2?
I could see how that was a bit like David Attenborough, but she is even more crazy. And yeah, so we've got Kim Woodburn. We've also got Loose Women panelist Colleen Nolan.
I worry about Josh. John,
no, this is the TV that I like.
Yeah.
Pop culture orientated. Yeah. That is me.
Fine.
This
that's
is
what
me.
You're here for.
I'm here for optimism as well.
Yep.
You may not like it, but that's what I'm here for.
Look, we're out of time, Josh. Which is a shame, I know. But thank you very much for coming in.
You just don't want to hear any more about Celebrity Big Brother.
So that's the Halcyon on ITV. Something to do with dancing.
Dance on ITV
with
as well.
With a bear in it. And now some waste of space thing.
On Channel 5 every night, I think from 9 p.m. Yeah, every day from 9 p.m. Nonsense. And the final is at 10:30 p.m. this Friday.
Great. Thanks. Right, so no one cares. Josh there with Work Experience Punditry reviewing the television for us. Back next week?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We all look forward to it.
Brilliant. See you then.
There's how Big Brother's going. In the next half an hour of the programme, then there will be drunk things. Drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news on the way in Alco Vox Pops. We will give a Kickstarter, a kick up the arse to help it along. If you've got a crazy dream that you think broadcasting that idea to upwards of, let me think, 9 people will help, then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Big debate at 3. And the diversity paper review. It's just gone 2:30 now. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister says she was happy to invite Donald Trump on a state visit because the USA is one of the UK's closest allies. More than 1.2 million people have signed a petition against it in protest at the President's policy of stopping people from 7 mainly Muslim countries from visiting the US. Mr. Trump is expected to meet the Queen later this year. Former Liberal Democrat leader Paddy Ashdown says he thinks the invite delivered by Theresa May was a bad decision.
Did she really not realise that the mood of the country is now so strong that you will arguably get the largest on-the-street demonstration this country has ever seen against a foreign leader? And then everybody's embarrassed. Her Majesty's embarrassed, Trump's embarrassed. What good does that do us?
It comes as the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's urged the Prime Minister to postpone the visit, but Downing Street says while it disagreed with the policy, it's right to still work with the US. Elsewhere, a man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering his wife after a woman's body was found in a Lidl car park in Birmingham. The couple were reported missing before police traced their car to the store in Tile Cross. MPs are starting a parliamentary inquiry into what they describe as the growing phenomenon of fake news. The Culture, Media and Sport Committee will investigate concerns about the public being swayed by propaganda and lies. And it's being reported Emma Watson and Miles Teller were originally lined up to star in La La Land but lost out for being too demanding. The Harry Potter star's wish list apparently included rehearsals moving to London. The weather dry with some sunny spells across Scotland, cloudier elsewhere with some outbreaks of rain in the far west. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now. There's more now, news fans. For Victoria is tasked on a daily basis with bringing us bonus news.
Yep.
News that is bonus. And that's because her bulletins are smaller than they used to be, like a Toblerone. There's not as much in it, but it costs the same. So she has to make the time up. That's how it works.
It's animal news, vegetable news, or mineral news on consecutive days.
Yeah.
That covers everything. Today, well, we did animal news on Thursday, we did vegetable news on Friday. So today, that means it must be the turn of mineral news. Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral.
Just kidding.
No, from our Foxton separate.
This is animal news.
There are people out there who've tuned in especially to know what's going on in the world of minerals.
Well, they're going to find out what's going on with animals. So, new research... This is a really interesting story. New research...
Let's hope it doesn't get booed over.
This is serious. So, there's new research which claims there's a type of cannibal hamster living in the wild in northeastern France. So it's claimed they're eating their babies alive due to limited diet of corn. So the rodents, in the past, they fed on a rich variety of grains, roots and insects. But because of changing farming practices, with an emphasis on industrial-grown maize or corn, their diet's limited and balanced. So they're eating their babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That starts at the beginning of apocalyptic sci-fi, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because of over-farming and farming practices that we were all warned about.
Mm-hmm.
Cannibal hamsters.
Yes.
Cannibal hamsters.
Indeed.
Cannibal news.
I could do that one day, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That'd be nice. So, nice. Cannibal hamsters.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
There we go.
Cannibal hamsters.
See, that's more interesting than any of the mineral stuff.
I agree, that's quite interesting. Yeah. Is the fact, because they couldn't get hold of sweet corn, they'd turn on, because I'm thinking, we've got to watch this, because at the moment, we can't get courgettes. So what if, people, courgette eaters, start turning on their own? What then?
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Well, if I'd have said to you last week, if hamsters don't get corn, they will eat their own babies. You'd have said, don't be ridiculous. Corn is not a substitute. A baby is not a substitute for corn.
It's not just that. It's the changing way of the practice.
Also, yeah. Corn and courgette have the same first syllable.
Yeah.
Moving on. The hashtag cute animal tweet off has created a bit of a war between zoos and animal organisations from around the world on Twitter. So they've been competing by posting pictures of their cutest creatures. So you can see my favourites by going to my Twitter.
Here we go.
Victoria_born, spelled BOURNE. And that includes a baby elephant and a cute puppy.
So what's the story? Zoo war?
Yeah. So they're competing, so who's got the cutest animals?
Well, I tell you what, any zoo with a cannibal hamster is going to win that.
Well, they're in the wild.
Yeah, but if they...
They are quite cute,
If they catch a cannibal hamster and then recruit it, like, you know, to the sort of animal... It's like an animal version of ISIS.
Mm.
Recruit the extremist... It's an extremist hamster, that is.
Mm.
Get that on your side, and then any other zoo that hasn't got that, losing. And then there's going to have to be a ban on hamsters coming into the country, and they've got to be vetted. Because they're hamsters, so you give them to a vet, and then he extreme vets them, and tells them they're cannibalistic.
You're getting carried away.
And if they are cannibalistic,
you're getting carried away.
Then we say no to hamsters, and we don't allow them to come into the country.
Your imagination's running wild.
Hashtag hamster ban.
And finally, Europe's oldest Malayan tapir has celebrated his 39th birthday.
Happy birthday.
So kingets outlast most of his species, who on average only live to the age of 12. So he's like more than triple the age of his wild fellow species. That probably doesn't make sense.
That'd be like a human living to 300.
There you go.
Or a Scotsman to 30.
So keepers at Port Lim Reserve in Kent treated him to a cake and his favourite foods of apples, bananas and carrots.
What sort of cake?
Happy birthday, Kinget. I don't think it's
what
a chocolate cake. And they tend to be made up of what they'd normally eat, just in a different shape.
Well, yeah, but if you made a hamster cake, all that have to change now, wouldn't it? Because that normally eats grains and insects and corn, but now you'd have to make a hamster birthday cake out of a dead hamster. Or a live hamster.
But that's only in northern France.
That's near here.
I know.
They're coming. Mm. I knew that. I'd be on Brexit for this. I knew this would happen. I knew that foreign cannibal hamsters coming over here. Eating our hamsters.
Did we hear about this during the campaign, though? No, we didn't.
No, we did not, did we? No. Where's the warning?
That wasn't on the bus, was it?
No, it was not. No. I think Trump's onto something here. He should stop everything going in that country now. Right? Because he says that there are dangerous Muslims, right? And he's stopped all Muslims because some of them might be dangerous. He should stop all hamsters. We should stop all hamsters. These are cannibal hamsters. Cannibal hamsters. Cannibal hamsters. Cannibal hamsters. Cannibal hamsters.
Right, John. You finished.
Bet you wish you did mineral news now.
No.
Hashtag hamster ban.
Right, thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria's bonus news there. Vegetable news tomorrow.
No, that was mineral news. Didn't you hear the thing?
What? So that makes tomorrow animal
mineral news.
See?
Just kidding.
It wasn't though.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
I mean,
she said mineral news at the start, so there you go.
Does that mean it's animal news tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Right, it's 20.
I think we need to have another meeting about your attitude.
20 to 3.
Is that a red flag in my face?
Throw you out of the studio. Off you go. Your attitude's all wrong.
All right.
Victoria there with animal news. Next bit of the programme, we'll give an ailing Kickstarter a kick up the arse. If you've got a Kickstarter project that you are, wishing to fund, really, via the medium of crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, then get in touch with us. We'll chat to you about it on the radio. And upwards of 9 people might hear. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Drunk People canvass their opinions on the week's news. That's Alco Vox Pops also on the way. Diversity Paper Review and the Big Debate at 3. It's Talk Radio. On a Monday, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
TradePoint, we've got low and competitive prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like all-in ballast, just £1.56 a bag. And bonding plaster, 25 kilograms, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M11 is still very busy after earlier northbound problems as you head towards Junction 6 for the M25. All the restrictions, though, have been lifted. There's still issues through Southend-on-Sea with the London-bound carriageway of Prince Avenue, the A127, closed near to Cuckoo Corner. A vehicle struck a bridge there. There's also a lane out on the opposite side. Northampton-Spencer Bridge Road heavy to the north of the town because of emergency repairs near to the Super Sausage Cafe Junction, and things heavy on the M6 South near Middlewich after an earlier breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, Plusnet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 18 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one simple monthly price of just £20, now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 7th of February. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Price may change, 18-month contract, new customers in low-cost areas, only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, we cross live to America, as we do every Tuesday, to get the thoughts of one of their top broadcasters. Not a lot going on in the States at the moment, is there? I wonder what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Also joining us on Transfer Window Deadline Day, Jim White, Mr. Window himself, for it is he. All that and more with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio's Quarter to a Time. And, well, we're just looking at the news. Obviously, it's our job. Theresa May has said she is very happy to extend the invitation to Donald Trump for a state visit. They're not going to change their mind, Downing Street said. And the quote, I've actually got the quote here. Downing Street have said that if they do rescind the invitation to Donald Trump, it will, quote, undo everything, which is, of course, a phrase that Donald Trump last said himself in a Moscow hotel room to one of those prostitutes. So the news is quite complicated. You can't get your...
I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't. There's a petition, of course. We know there's a petition now online. If you want to sign it, protesting against Donald Trump's visit. We've got our own petition running, of course, which is, if you'd like to sign that, all you need to do is send your name to us. That is, by the way, if you remember when America didn't like France and they changed the name of French fries to Freedom Fries? Well, it's like that, but with Americano coffee. So if you want to protest against Donald Trump and America in that sense, we are running a petition this afternoon to change the name of Americano coffee to Muslim drink. So get in touch if you want to add your name to that petition, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The news is very complicated, though, as we said. I know you've already said it. So here's how we explain it. We'll do it through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump bans refugees. Should have been done 400 years ago.
The news in haikus. Now, still to come on the programme, as I say, drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. But before that, this is where we help you. But only if you have a Kickstarter project. No, if you have a dream, my friend. Do you have a dream of something you want to achieve? Would you like to go down the route of crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, kickstarting? Because if you do, then we are here to help you, because what we do on a regular basis is get a Kickstarter and put them on the radio to promote their product. And, well, there's one coming in a moment, but, you know, it's a dream. It's a dream. Maybe you've got an idea for an umbrella that collects water and then automatically posts it to Ethiopia. Maybe that's an idea you've had. Maybe you are a big fat orange man and you've had an idea to detain people or something, and you've got your own kind of Kickstarter project to build some, I don't know, let's call them camps. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're insane. Get in touch with us here at Talk Radio in the Afternoons, because we can help your Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse. And one such Kickstarter-ess is on the telephone now. She's called Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Now, so Kickstarter, we are giving your project a kick up the arse. What is your project? And how much of an arse kick does it need? Come on.
We are Solar Team Great Britain. Yep. We're designing and building the UK's first family-sized solar-powered car.
That's quite ambitious, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite ambitious. We are doing very well with kind of sponsorship and things so far from the industry. We've just secured sponsors such as the Quartz Corp and the CFMS supercomputer, but we still need more support. So hence why we've gone on to Kickstarter to kind of get that last bit of money through.
Yeah, so it's such a big... I don't know where to start on this. So when did you start planning it? What's your interest in solar power? I mean, what's the whole story here?
The team started planning things, I guess, probably about a year and a half ago now. Our founder was actually a volunteer at the World Solar Challenge in Australia in 2015, and he saw the cars out there and saw how amazing things were and realised that we hadn't had a British team cross the finishing line in, I think, 17 years.
Right.
He was inspired to pull together his connections from across the industry and pull people together. And he got in touch with me because at the time I was managing Formula Student in the UK, which is a motorsport engineering competition for students.
Yep.
So obviously it was I come from a strong motorsport background, which was part of the driver we needed to get the team to win and across the finishing line. So that's how I got involved, and the rest is history, really.
Here we are. So this is the Bridgestone World Solar Challenge. That's what it's called, right? Right. Okay. So tell us about that first of all, and how hard that is.
Sure. Well, it's hard. It's 3,022 kilometres across Australia, so from Darwin, which is the northernmost capital, down to Adelaide in the south, so basically cutting Australia down through the middle.
Yep.
It's very, very hot, extremely sweaty, and there's no air conditioning in the cars.
That's nice.
As one of the drivers myself, I actually went over there last year in October to do a dry run in a road car with two of the engineers to collect some data and also see the route. And it will be an extremely difficult challenge. It's going to be really, really hot, but also really exciting.
Just an idea, though, as you're sort of still designing the car, right? Put air conditioning in it, Beth.
I know. I would really love to have air conditioning, but we want to win, and so therefore air conditioning doesn't... I don't know. I can't get the luxury of air conditioning, but it would be really nice.
Do the windows open, or is that a no-no as well? Because...
It's not very aerodynamic.
Dynamic, yeah.
we're just going to have to sweat it out. I mean, actually, the drivers will have to get fairly fit, even though the cars don't go maybe as fast as some of the motorsport we're used to watching on television.
Yeah. So what's the... we're talking... how big is the car? Is it sort of a family-sized car? What's the sort of size of this thing?
So we're entering the cruiser class. So we're building a family-sized car. These cars are 2 to 4 seaters. So... Yep. Basically, the thoughts around cruiser class is developed to help turn those beautiful kind of challenger class single seater solar cars that you see into real world cars. Because although the challenger class cars are absolutely stunning, obviously they're not real world practical.
Yeah. So this is about. It's not only about racing. It's about sort of promoting alternative power and to the climate and all the rest of it. Is that the kind of goal that we're looking
at? Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, we are looking to promote sustainable mobility as part of this project.
Yeah, and so you've talked about some sponsors that have come in already. What is a CFMS supercomputer cluster, Beth?
Oh, well, the supercomputer is, it's been an incredible thing that our engineers have got to work with. So it is exactly what it says on the tin. It's a supercomputer. And for us, it's cut our design time massively and made everything more efficient aerodynamically. So I think it cut some of our design time from about 2 weeks to 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
If you can imagine that level of processing capability. But the engineers work on that, and they assure me that it's really, really good, and it's done good things for us. And we're eternally grateful to CFMS for that. It's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, so in terms of training as well, I mean, you said you'd done the route in an ordinary car and so on and so forth. I mean, but how do you prepare for something like this?
Well, it is with the drivers and stuff that a fitness thing. It's really important, and although you are driving in a straight line, you've got to be able to deal with extreme heat and also. Maybe slightly mindless driving, so you have to just stare at horizon for a really long time, which when I experienced it back in October did strange things to my brain, and I'm used to driving long distances. So, and also a level of strength, because obviously the seats in the car that will take the challenge won't necessarily be seats that you would have in a road car, so there's not that comfort element. And also we have to be trained to get out of the vehicle quickly in emergencies, of course, and that's part of the scrutineering process at the challenge.
Yeah, in terms of the design and how it works, then it is simply, for those that don't know, by which I mean me, is it a case of it's charged what as you drive, or it's pre-charged, or how does it work? Where do the panels go? I mean, what is a solar powered car? How does it work?
Well, traditionally the panels will sit on top of the car. You want the panels in the most suitable position to catch as many of the rays.
Yeah.
So basically it's charging whenever there is sun on the panels. So we went over in October to get the data from the right time of year, because the race is also in October.
Yep.
So when we are in the challenge, we have the full data of what the sun's doing. Obviously we're building a car in the UK, so things are a little
you
bit different.
You can't really test it here, is the gist of that?
Well, actually we did the maths. We based on the UK radiance data, which is the amount of sunshine, we did it on the roof of a Renault Zoe, actually, which is one of the best-selling electric cars in Europe, it would add about 1,500 miles per year to the average British car journey. Okay. And considering the average person does about 7,900 miles in the car, that would take about a fifth of your mileage. So actually, it's not as bad as you think in the UK, but obviously in Australia they've got a lot more sun. So, yeah. But that is literally it. The sun acts as the per se fuel for your electric. Yeah. Powertrain
and a lot more spiders. Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
So okay, look. So in terms of people getting involved in this, obviously it's on the Kickstarter site. So what are you looking for? What do people get in return? What glories can we share, Beth?
Well, we've got a mix of different things that you can get on our site. So the pledges range from £10 upwards. You can get things like a team T-shirt, which have been specifically made to our Kickstarter. For our Kickstarter backers, you can also get your selfie on the car, which will obviously be travelling across Australia, so that's pretty cool. You can also join us at our launch party, which will be the pre-race party with our patron, Robert Llewellyn.
Robert Llewellyn?
So that'll be pretty cool. Okay, yeah, he's good. Our patron.
Crichton, yep.
And I think the top pledge is a VIP day with the team once we're back from the race itself, so you can come on the testing day with us and take a ride in the car itself.
Yeah, which, by the way, you've just made sound very uncomfortable, so I'm not sure how that much of a sell that is.
I think people will be kind of excited to be a world first, a UK first anyway.
Do you travel with a team when you're doing this, or is it literally the people you can fit in the car?
No, there'll be a whole entourage. I think about 25 to 30 of the team, because we need a whole backup team of engineers and people set up camp, because we will be camping on the side of the road, etc.
Yeah, and how many other nations are in it?
Well, they haven't actually announced our competition for this year. I think that's happening next month, so we're kind of all waiting to see. It's normally the Dutch that are doing very well, so they're our team to beat. I visited them last week, and they're doing really, really well.
Just
so
to steal some ideas, Beth, aren't we? Is that
absolutely. Yeah. No.
Why the Dutch?
Really nice team.
What is it about the Dutch that go in for... Because, they're not renowned for the sunlight either, are they, really?
No, but I think the Dutch are renowned for technology, and they are putting in a lot of effort into e-mobility and sustainability. So there's probably a lot of industry backing and university support there.
Great. All right, look, so where will we find you on Kickstarter? What do we search for, Beth?
If you just go on Solar Team Great Britain, you should find us, but we're on Kickstarter Solar Team Great Britain. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter and keep up to date there, but we are solarteamgreatbritain.org.uk, and then you can find everything you need there.
When you do it and win and kick the ass of the Dutch, will you come back and tell us about it?
Obviously,
of course you will, Beth. Good, thank you very much. Well, that's Beth, Solar Team Great Britain, so you can be part of that. It's the Bridgestone World Solar Challenge, 3,000 kilometres just over from Darwin to Adelaide, and they're going to be taking Britain's entry, should they get enough funds to build the car and do the race. Kickstarter. If you've got a Kickstarter you'd like us to kick up the arse by putting it on the radio, broadcasting your dream to... how many listeners have we?
Nine
people. As Britain's 32nd most listened to station out of a possible 39 nationally. Then get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Standard MDF, 1220 by 2440 by 9mm, just £9.54 a length. Trade essentials at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point.
At Thompson, our Sensomar holidays are created especially for adults to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when you discover a new world in one of our exotic destinations. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Phil from Leicester visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as being approved in minutes, he can buy from any dealer he likes. So congratulations, Phil. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, represented at 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls to stop Trump's state visit. Quebec attack is condemned and Heathrow challenge fails.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump's state visit to the UK will still go ahead despite more than 1.3 million people backing a petition calling for it to be cancelled. It's after the US president put in place a temporary ban on refugees and people from mainly Muslim countries, saying it will protect Americans from terrorism. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who thinks the trip should be postponed, has criticised the travel ban.
It is outrageous. It is illegal as well as being immoral. And I think we should stand up for the values we believe in, as they don't discriminate.
But political activist and former leader of the English Defence League, Tommy Robinson, has told Talk Radio the ban is sensible.
If we had a ban on refugees 12 months ago in Europe, 200 people would be alive today. Five out of the eight Paris attackers were refugees. The Berlin lorry driver was a refugee. President Trump promised to get tough and he promised to protect the American people. That's what he's doing.
In response, the Iraqi parliament has approved a special measure affecting Americans entering the country. It's not clear how US personnel, non-government and aid workers in the Middle Eastern country will be affected. A suspect in the Brussels airport bombing has now been charged over the Paris terror attacks. Mohamed Ebrini was dubbed the man in the hat, was arrested by authorities in Belgium last year. 32 people died in the Belgian capital in 2016, just months after 130 were killed in France. The Canadian Prime Minister has condemned a terrorist attack which killed six people during evening prayers at a mosque. Two people have been arrested from this shootout in Quebec. Doctors are warning the Prime Minister that patient safety is under threat because of NHS budget restrictions. 2,000 have signed a letter which says they're unable to properly care for patients and that they feel handcuffed and paralysed working for the health service. And campaigners have failed in a legal bid to block the prospect of a third runway at Heathrow Airport. They argued the government's decision in October was unlawful, but a High Court judge has thrown out the case.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's got the weather. It's called Victoria. It's got the weather. Victoria.
Thanks, John. Dry with some sunny spells across Scotland. Cloudier elsewhere with some outbreaks of rain in the far west. Highs of 12 degrees.
Thank you. Have you signed the petition yet?
Nope.
Our petition, I mean.
Oh, what's your petition?
What do you mean, what's our petition? Our petition.
Is this about hamsters?
No.
Oh.
That's a different petition. No, this is the one where... Do you remember back in the day where... Because petitions are cool now. Everyone's doing a petition. Mm. And we, if a million people have signed the Trump one, we wanted to sort of join in and show our protest as well. So this is another petition.
Okay.
So what this is... Do you remember back during the Iraq War when America didn't like France anymore and they changed all of the name of French fries to Freedom Fries? In America. Do you remember that?
No,
oh,
actually.
They did that. That was a thing. Couldn't call them French fries. They had to be called Freedom Fries.
Wow.
So because Donald Trump has angered everybody, we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine. So we're going to take Americano coffee and we're going to change the name of it to Muslim drink.
Wow.
So if you'd like to...
I can't imagine that going down well.
We, the undersigned, demand that until Trump rescinds his order, his executive order, that Americano coffee shall henceforth be referred to as Muslim drink. And... when you go into a coffee shop, that is what one must ask for. No, it's a petition. Just send your name in if you wanted to add your name to our petition. That's
how many people have you got on the petition so far?
None. But that's because...
So you haven't even bothered to sign it yourself?
No, not yet, no. But I will.
Okay.
But it's just because people are busy with petitions.
Petition
but there's a lot of petitions today, and so people are busy signing. They just haven't got around to mine yet. That's all it is. Anyway, thanks, Victoria, for the news.
That's okay.
Now, here's Ben, speaking of which, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which he has today, live from the protest, one of the protests against Donald Trump's executive order banning refugees from seven nations from entering the United States of America. Ben's live from it.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says it's not a problem if no new players arrive before tomorrow's transfer deadline. The Premier League title holders are 15th in the table, just 5 points above the bottom three. They're yet to bring in anyone this month. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino, meanwhile, says it's not the right time to try and bring in new players. He said the transfer window is very complicated. That said, he's hopeful to pull off a deal by tomorrow's deadline. Crystal Palace have completed the signing of defender Patrick Van Aanholt from Sunderland. He's for a reported £14 million on a 4.5-year deal. Adam Lallana has been named England's Player of the Year. The Liverpool midfielder finished well clear in a supporters' club poll, taking 39% of the vote. Jamie Vardy was second with just 12. Southampton winger Nathan Redmond has been named England Under-21's Player of the Year. Finally, rugby, and England head coach Eddie Jones says he's confident Anthony Watson will be fit to play some part of this year's Six Nations, despite the winger being ruled out for up to a month with a hamstring strain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There you go, there's Ben with the sports. Shame, Ben. Shame. Boo. Boo, Ben Fletcher, boo. This pre-recorded sport, boo.
Pre-recorded sport has got to go.
There he is, live from one of the protests against Donald Trump's executive order banning refugees from seven nations from entering the United States of America. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And yes, it's time now for the big debate. So as calls grow to keep Trump the Trump out of Britain with our millions signatories telling him to Trump off to where he came from, the question is, well, what's the point? After all, there was a petition with over 4.5 million signatories asking for a second referendum, but that's not going to happen either. There's now another petition calling for the government to take notice of the first petition, and then another petition demanding that the government stop ignoring the first and second petitions. And now we learn there's a fourth petition that has been presented to Downing Street asking for the government to take notice of the previous petition, which in turn means the petition before that and the petition before that. And that's before you even get to our petition, as I've just been petitioning about. We're going to be giving away a petition on the show today as well. Another one. It's not for anything specific, but if you don't quite feel strongly enough about the other ones but still want something to sign, then this is your chance to not feel left out. If you like the sound of adding your name to something fruitless but aren't quite ready to make the full commitment, then get in touch with us this afternoon. Just add your name to a random petition. Petition, petition, petition. Anyway, on the line, listening to me say the word sound in that. It's Talk Radio listener Harry, who's called 03444991000. And he's called it, our researcher has told us that his name's Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hi, John.
Hi, Harry. Good to...
Hello.
Hi there. Good to have you. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, don't finish what you're saying, go on.
Thank you for calling. Now, you heard me say the word sound during that.
Sound.
Yeah, and you told our researchers that the problem you've got is with sounds. I think, am I right, you think there's too many sounds now? You'd be happy if there was no sound, you don't want any foreign sound. What is it about sound that you don't like?
Well, to be honest with you, my main argument for sound is you can hear that right now. I am making sound with my voice.
Yes, I can hear that.
And it doesn't sound very nice, does it, really?
Not really. You've got a horrible voice, actually.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks. And so do you.
Yep.
Short ass. Same, I just don't like any sounds, really.
Yeah,
sorry about that. I didn't mean to insult you. But, sounds.
Well, I can't put a ban on certain callers, by the way, just to let you know.
All right.
Right, so look, it's interesting you call up about this because it's a big contentious issue at the moment. A lot of people are saying that that sound... I mean, I think I'm right in saying President Trump has banned sound now from seven countries as well, and he doesn't like the sound of those places at all. He's heard about them, doesn't like the sound of them, so he's banned them. Let me bring in Anthony, who's on the other line listening to you there with your horrid voice. Anthony, hello?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my days.
Anthony, thanks for calling in.
John.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
John.
Hello.
John.
I am here. Yeah. Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Listen to this. Listen.
Yep.
Is that what Harry wants?
Yeah, it's bliss right there. I love that.
Well, it's sort of crackling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? There was some noise. Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah. Why? Why?
Thing is, yeah. Let me just wait a minute, Anthony.
It's starting early tonight.
Let me just. It's not even a night. Let me just hear that. Let me just hear that again. Background. Did we just hear that? Hold the phone up, Anthony. Hold the phone up.
I'm holding it.
Hold it. Is that an HSBC?
Yeah, that is the noise of an HSBC.
Well,
yeah,
I thought I recognised it. But the thing is, you see, that's a foreign noise, isn't it? Because that's the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, isn't it? And what Harry's objected to is foreign noises coming over here, taking the space of our good old-fashioned British noises.
Yeah, but that's democracy. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's room for more sound. Like, it's not like someone goes, this room's full of sound. We can't fit any more sound in. Of course you can fit more sound.
Yeah.
No, you can't. What would films be like if you didn't have sound?
Silence.
They'd be like the old films, and they were all dry. In fact, or they'd be like the Facebook one saying, "Watch this man fruitlessly begging for his life," whatever. Right. Another thing for you, right? Best case I can make for sound, right?
Yeah.
Evelyn Glennie,
the woman who puts
the drum in Conundrum, because she can't hear sound.
That's right.
But for a living, she makes sound.
Yes.
So it must be good. And also, people were like, how could she know when to make the noises and all the rest of it? And I think it's because she's...
She's got a really sensitive voice.
Hang on.
And that is me. Sorry, just a minute. You had your go, yeah? And it wasn't very good, to be fair. I reckon Evelyn Glennie knows when to play because she can feel it through it.
Yeah.
And there's me using a sound to say something that what you couldn't ordinarily broadcast.
No, that's right.
Which is sound. And sound means good.
All right. Anthony, let Harry come back in on that. Harry makes a good point. He thinks that the percussionist Evelyn Glennie can feel sound through her.
Yes, what do you make of that?
I think it's a horrible sound. She can actually hear it through her woohoo, can she? Has she got no ears? No, listen.
Can't you whistle?
Wait a minute. Let me just bring this back to the point, right? Now, sound, as we know, okay, there's lots of it over here, right? People are saying that there's too much of it. People are saying they want foreign sound. Let me just play you something, right? This is Donald Trump, as we know, doesn't like the sound of Seven Nations, right? And he's banned them.
I know what you're going to do here.
He's banned the noise of them from coming into the country. Just have a quick listen to these countries, right? This is one from the Yemen, right? Listen to this. It's just some noise there from the Yemen. Listen to this one. That's a camel. He doesn't like them because they're foreign. Here's one. And that's a call to prayer.
Donald Trump
doesn't like any of that. At all, does he? So he's...
Well, neither do I.
Well, no, this is my point. But that makes you as racist as him. If you don't want, like, the sound of these nations, right? I mean, look, various noises have been... Look, okay, offensive noises that have been detained at airports. These are unpleasant noises. Nails down a blackbird.
Make the bird screech. No, that is sick.
If you sellotape a blackbird to a blackboard and then put your nails down it, it's twice.
You get your darts out.
Twice as bad.
No, that's sick, mate. That's sick. I've never done that.
Squeaky balloons. People don't like the voice of Alan Carr. No one likes these things, do they? So.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
So what do we do? Yes. What do we do, Harry? If you want to ban them, what do you say we do with them? Where are we going to put the sounds? You're going to collect them up? You're going to round them up? Yeah. You're going to put them in a sound camp? What's wrong with you?
A sound camp? Well, I think maybe we should have like some sort of noise amnesty. Put the noises into some big noise bin and just put the lid on it, then like just stick it in an incinerator.
No questions asked. So you just get rid of the sound. You just get rid of any sound. And it's all sound. All right, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like sound so much, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you give me some words that rhyme with sound? If you're so clever.
Sound.
Yeah.
Bound.
Yeah.
Crown.
Yeah.
Brown.
Yeah.
Mound.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on round. What's the one that you want me to say because you've got something set up for it?
I haven't.
All right. Wound. Round, as in like that was zoink.
All right, you've proved your point. Harry,
profound.
He's got his... Harry,
profound.
Harry,
profound.
He's thought... Profound. Harry, Harry, he's got some words of rhyming sound there. You can't argue with that.
I can't, no.
No.
Well, don't bother them. Go home.
I won't.
Let me just play you... I just want to play you something now, right? Listen to this as well. Listen to this, because this is interesting. Listen to this.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Now that's controversial, isn't it? Because now have a listen to this.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Yeah, hello. You see, so that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Not really, no.
Yeah, because what you've got there is you've got the sound of silence.
Yeah.
So what that's saying is that silence, which is what you're advocating, Harry, is also a sound, which is what Anthony likes, and how will you argue with Simon and Garfunkel? Try and argue with them now.
Are they here? Are they on the line?
No.
Well, how can I?
Well, that's my question to you, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I can't.
You the same question,
Anthony. A sound's getting noisier. I mean, 2016 was the noisiest year on record. So where do you stand? Yeah. Where do you stand on that? Are they getting too? Are there too many of them?
Yeah, I don't think there's too many sounds.
Harry, let
him have his say. Come on.
He said yes.
I think we just have to adapt to it. Like, what is the problem? Well, everyone's all like, how did Trump happen in the first place?
Yeah, how did Trump happen?
And that is because what people was not doing, everyone says this, was listening.
Yeah.
To sounds.
Yeah. What's your point, though?
Well, they should just listen. Like, there's so many different ones, isn't there? There's like, or like,
Oh no.
Like loads of them.
How many sounds are there? Yes,
I will point out I'm in a very, very, very highly pedestrianised area right now.
How? Could you make a sound that sounds a bit like Barclays, but really loud?
Like Barclays? Yeah. Okay. I like that. I'm getting a lot of looks now, quite a lot of looks.
It's
not the most salubrious area, I'm not going to lie to you.
How many sounds...
Near the bus station.
How many sounds are there, yes or no? Simple question, how many sounds are there, yes or no, Harry?
Yes.
Anthony, same question to you, how many?
Yes,
yeah.
Fine.
Oh, you agree, all right, okay. That's interesting. Have you heard about the trials they're doing in Sweden?
Probably.
I haven't heard them, no.
No? Well, as you know, Sweden opened its borders, unlike America, to sound some years ago, and said any sound from any country could come in, no questions asked, and they're just happy to have whatever sound anything made that was foreign, wherever it was from, a Muslim country, wherever, came into Sweden and opened its borders. But then it got too noisy. So what they had to do there, of course, there was a backlash, and in the end they had to train elk to hunt and kill sounds, and that's what they've done, and it's been a partial success, of course, and now you've just got elks that make odd sounds because they've swallowed the sound. I just wonder where you stand on that, if indeed we get in Britain. I mean, what's indigenous? What animal's indigenous to Britain, Anthony?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, badger. Sorry, I'm here. Badger.
Yeah, badger, that's right.
I was listening too intently, yeah.
So what if we taught badgers to eat sound?
Well, it'd be nicer than culling them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, well, put them to use. Like, we commodify animals in the country, since you ask.
Debate for
so I might as well commodify the badgers.
Different day, I suppose. We're a bit out of time on this, I'm afraid, but it's...
It's been interesting.
Yeah.
It's a long one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's quite a long one.
It's a bit long one. It's been interesting, though, talking to you for at least the first 5 minutes, anyway. We had time to film.
Do you reckon this one will be in the podcast, do you think?
Stop it now. Could you sum up the debate for me one word, please, Harry?
Jake, yeah.
Thank you. And Anthony?
Okay.
And there we have it. So if you've got an opinion on sound and whether or not you think there's too much of it in Britain, should we let it in? Should we open our borders like they do in Sweden? Just let any sound come in unchecked and then see what happens when we've got too much of it and we have to train badgers to hunt the sound and kill it. What do you think? Do we need sound? And it's 2017, for goodness sake. Do we still need sound in post-Brexit Britain when we've got bratwurst and staple guns? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio on the radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
To Egham in Surrey, where there's reports of a breakdown causing delays on the eastbound side of Windsor Road, the A308, near to the Runnymede roundabout. No change through Southend on Sea. The London bound side of the A127 is still closed after a vehicle struck a bridge near to Cuckoo Corner. There's also a lane out on the opposite carriageway. There's a breakdown to be mindful of on the M1 South near Sheffield, 31 to 30. One lane's closed. And in the Cheadle area of Greater Manchester, there's congestion of A34 because of works near to the B&Q roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in to today's big debate, of course, do we need sound? This in the wake of Donald Trump saying he doesn't like the sound of seven or so Muslim nations, so he's refusing to let any sounds out of those nations, including a call to prayer or the noise of a camel, into America. All those noises being detained at airports. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. You've clearly struck a chord, which, of course, makes a sound. John, this is from Richie, who says, John, I love the sound of my neighbours making love. That's what he said. Yeah. Chris says, John, if a tree falls and someone is around to hear it, what will it make?
Thank you very much indeed. And John, why don't we... Why don't you read this? Is read the debate, of course. Let's just be quiet for a moment and see what that sounds like. This has come in as well. So we'll just try that for a moment. Just stop talking to see what happens.
Evil, evil lurks beneath.
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh. Anyway, the point is that Jim, who sent that in, says, you see, when nobody says anything worth, it's hard to make any kind of point at all. Mm. You may as well listen to Jeremy Vine. What have you got there, Connie?
Yeah, this is coming from Patrick, who says, John, who's the nicest people in the hospital? The ultrasound guys. And what happens when they go? Well, we're going to have to replace them with the hip replacement guys. But then what about who replaces them?
Yeah. Any suggestion?
The diabetes nurses.
Fine. John, without sound, what would Cliff Richard be wired to? Fill in that one yourself. Right, 25... past three.
He has,
I'm not reading that out. Thanks, Alex. Not reading that out. Right, it's... here's the thing we haven't done for a while, and that is go out onto the streets, but at the weekend, to meet drunk people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that. This is what happens. You know, like, people get drunk and they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars, and ordinarily you'd give them a wide berth because they look dangerous or are being sick. But not us. We go up to them and wait till they're very, very drunk indeed, and then ask them for their opinions on the previous week's news. We did it at the weekend. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Drunk people canvass their opinions on the week's news. Excuse me, can I just ask you a couple of questions for some radio, please? Theresa May met Donald Trump. What would you say to him if you met him?
Change your hair. You're racist, actually.
Does he have a big...
Oh, that's a tough question. I would say sort out your f***ing hair to start with.
I don't know either of them.
Well, if I met Donald, I'd just tell him he's an absolute ass, because who wants to build a wall and then make someone else pay for it?
If I was Theresa May and I met Donald Trump, I would just tell him to shut the f*** up.
My one skin lies over my two skin. My two skin lies over my three. My three skin lies over my four skin.
Hi, can I just get your opinion, please? Trident misfired. Where would you fire a nuclear weapon?
The whole UK, really. It needs help.
Iceland? I don't want to fight. Come on. Theresa May is playing it, and she's saying she doesn't know about it. Where they were firing it was a good option to fire it in the middle of the ocean. Mm-hmm. And it misfired, and she's saying she doesn't know about it, so I would fire it where they said they were going to fire it.
Ant and Dec, full names Antichrist and December, received an OBE for their services to winning the National Television Awards. What would you give them?
A round of applause. They're very funny, but sometimes their jokes, you can definitely read what they're going to say. They need to step it up a bit.
I would probably give them a sword up the ass.
A cuddle.
Absolutely. They've done I'm a Celebrity, and they've done ITV shows, but they don't deserve an OBE for it.
I give them the banter for the boys.
Go on, Zan, Jimmy, Jane and Johnny.
Insightful, I think you'll agree. The week's news, as canvassed by drunk people. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Drunk people falling out of clubs and bars. Ask what they think of the week's news. And I think that very much provides a sort of direct line to the heart of Britain, I would say. Right, in the next bit of the programme, before 4 o'clock, today's diversity paper review brought to us by Rudd. Diversity papers. The papers reviewed by different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme on the dial. Today Rudd's in, he's a bisexual. Plus, can we get politicians to tell us the name of their favourite animal? Find out. Oh, that's right, all the big stories on this programme in the next half an hour. It's just coming up to 3:30, though. You're listening to Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon. Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street says Theresa May is very happy to invite Donald Trump for a state visit to the UK, despite more than 1.3 million people calling for it to be cancelled. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'd take back the invitation after the US president signed a travel ban for people from seven mainly Muslim countries. He insists it's to protect Americans from terrorism. Former leader of the English Defence League, Tommy Robinson, has told Talk Radio he agrees with President Trump.
If he didn't do this and a Somalian come into the country in a month's time and he went on a terrorist attack, everyone would be screaming at him why he didn't do it. The first thing he has to do is put a halt on everything and get an American house in order.
A suspect in the Brussels airport attack has been handed over to France to be held over the atrocities in Paris. Investigators say the bombings in Belgium were carried out by the same cell that plotted the November 2015 attacks in the French capital. The First Ministers of Scotland, Wales and political parties from Northern Ireland have been discussing the UK's exit from the EU with the Prime Minister. The Welsh Secretary insists Downing Street is working with all the different parts of the United Kingdom. A police chief has avoided being sacked after she drunkenly berated a junior colleague who'd had a boob job. Despite a disciplinary panel finding the Assistant Chief Constable of Manchester Police, Rebecca Sutcliffe, had breached standards of professional behaviour, she's kept her job. And it turns out the course for last year's Great Scottish Run Half Marathon was almost 150 metres too short. It means a record of 1 hour 22 seconds will be wiped out, along with other runners' personal bests. Organisers who've blamed human error have apologised. Thanks, John. Mm-hmm. The weather. Rain in the west will push east overnight, but it will turn lighter and patchier in nature. Lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be overcast and wet for much of the country. Highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
It'll turn patchier in nature.
Yep. The rain.
What does that mean?
So it's going to be... It's going to start off quite heavy in the west.
Yeah.
But then as it moves east, it's turning patchier.
Isn't all the weather nature?
But in nature.
No, the nature of the rain.
I think it's safe to presume that all the weather will be happening in nature.
Can't be bothered for this. Can you just stop it?
Just like to get... People want the facts.
Mm. No.
I know.
You're just being pedants.
No. I'm not being pedants.
Yes, you are.
Why don't you write it somewhere? Some sort of file of a list of people with them.
I don't want to get on that. Right, so in the next bit of the programme...
I had to mouth the punchline to Victoria.
So ridiculous.
There will be a diversity paper review. And also, we will find out next, thanks to some very clever questioning techniques, what Ian Duncan Smith's favourite animal is. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
I'll be joined by the fantastic Simon London, who'll be doing today's trending review, and by Kay Ribeiro, entertainment queen, with some very big and secret showbiz gossip for you.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, now we're looking at the news. Prevent Donald Trump from making a state visit to the United Kingdom. That is the title of the petition to the UK government. Of course, Donald Trump, they say, should not be allowed to enter the United Kingdom because he said other people can't enter the United States, which seems sort of the same. But anyway, that's what 1 million people have signed. But of course, it is only 1.3 million people. It's very much a minority. Most of them appear to be from London anyway. So does it matter? Is this the liberal elite once again sticking that particular oar in, the very oar that got Brexit happening and indeed Trump happening? So much of it is complex, of course. Cornelius, I know that you find it complex.
Yeah, I can't. I can't get my head around it.
Okay, well, it's all right, because we're here for you. To explain the news by running it, as we do, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present to you the news in haikus.
Trump doesn't want to meet Prince Charles. Bet he can't wait to meet Philip, though.
The news in haikus. There was that fake news, by the way. Did you see that about... because there's a lot about fake news in the news today, about the Queen... there was fake news saying that the Queen would abdicate if we didn't Brexit.
Yeah.
That was reported, wasn't it, in fake news. And then there's going to be this row between Prince Charles and Donald Trump. That's the thing, because Prince Charles is obviously a big advocate for climate.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump says there's no such thing, it was invented by the Chinese.
Mm.
But, of course, Prince Charles very keen that his mother should abdicate, I imagine. So he might want to stir the row about this whole... His one wants her mother to get off the throne.
Yeah.
Of the throne, mother, give me a go at it. Dutchy original biscuit. Impression of Prince Charles there.
It's all right.
For Philip, you've got to pitch it up a bit.
Well, yeah, because I think when you do Philip, you do basically the same voice.
Well, they are father and son. We are father and son, aren't we, Charles?
No, that was completely off there.
Yeah, it was a bit, wasn't it?
No, it was... Who was that? Do that one again.
Hang on, I've got to get in the zone. What do you do? That's Prince Charles.
Mm.
And then Prince Philip would go something like, come on, Elizabeth!
Isn't it nice to see you?
No, that's Bruce.
Sounds similar.
Right, so, anyway, speaking of, what was I talking about? So that's right, animals. So, now, a while back, if you were listening to the programme, we found out that Sam Delaney, who will be here for Drive at 4 o'clock, by the way, had Ian Duncan Smith on the programme.
Yes, right. To talk Brexit.
That's right. And we decided we wanted to pitch in by starting, really, to find out. And I think this is what Britain wants to know. It's all very well interviewing politicians, isn't it, about Brexit and Trump. And, you know, they'll be on Sam, or they'll be on Julie Hartley-Brewer, or on, even on our... Just saying what they think about an issue of the day. What the people really want, right, is to know what a politician's favourite animal is.
Mm.
So we've decided to start that campaign right here, right now, by getting Sam Delaney on our behalf to ask his guest, Ian Duncan Smith, what his favourite animal is. So if you've ever wondered, right... Wonder no more.
My last question is this. It comes from our afternoon presenter, actually, John Holmes, who says he's always wanted to ask you this. And frankly, I feel that the nation has a right to know the answer. Ian Duncan Smith, what is your favourite animal?
Oh, my favourite animal? God, I
That's
love
right.
lots of animals. I guess dogs really are my favourite domestic animals. I love all sorts of animals, really. I love eagles and... all sorts of birds.
You could keep an eagle as a domestic animal if you knew how to train it.
Sorry?
You could keep an eagle as a domestic animal if you knew how to train it.
Yeah, well, you can train eagles, I'm told. But I'm not excellent. I just like looking at them in the wild. But for domestic animals, I love dogs above all else.
They're good fantastic. Man. Appreciate that answer. Appreciate your time. Thanks very much, Ian Duncan Smith, for joining us.
All the best.
There's Ian Duncan Smith there. Captain Brexit, I call him.
There he is, and his favourite animal is a dog or an eagle.
Yeah, when he said you can domesticate an eagle, I'm told, do you reckon he had an advisor in his ear going, yes, you can.
Yes, you can. You can just say that. You'll look stupid if you don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there he is, Ian Duncan Smith there, his favourite animals. Tomorrow, Brexit Secretary David Davis. right, OK, so Next up, we will invite our, well, our diversity into the studio. A diversity pay-per-view is on the way, and it will be done today by Rudd, who is a bisexual. That is his diversity. He'll be going through the papers for us on Talk Radio, which you are listening to on a Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Getting the team together to host the rugby at your place this weekend? Then pop to Asda for a 20-pack of Carlsberg. Was £13, now £10. And make sure you have a great lineup ahead of the match. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability. 440ml. Drink aware.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the
trade go. At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got a 15-kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
It's your last chance to get great savings on selected sofas at DFS. Hurry, savings end soon.
The new Vauxhall Mokka X is absolutely 100% about you. Your music streamed, your devices connected with 4G Wi-Fi, and it's yours to drive for just £239 a month with advance rental. The sportier, bolder new Vauxhall Mokka X. It's your life. Go drive it. Search Mokka X offers. Personal contract hire offer on Mokka X Active 1.4 turbo manual front wheel drive in metallic paint. Advance rental 3346 plus 35 months at 239. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months at 7.3 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires OnStar activation, available as standard on selected models. 4G coverage limited. T's and C's apply. Register before the 1st of April 2017.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Man M3 is looking heavy because of a broken down vehicle between junctions 4 for Camberley and 3 for Lightwater. No change through Southend on the sea. The London Man side of the A127 Prince Avenue remains closed near to Cuckoo Corner after a vehicle struck a bridge. A breakdown on the M6 North near Birmingham's causing delays. Two lanes are closed between junctions 5 for Castlebrom and 6 for Spaghetti. And there's also a breakdown on the southbound in 1 in South Yorkshire, which is, means it's busy past the scene between junctions 31 and 30. The exits for Sheffield. I'm Jarena Adams.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Well, you probably know that because, A, the bit of production there just told you, and B, it probably says it on the front of your radio, the most threatening radio station in the country, because our slogan doesn't quite fit on the screen on the front of your DAB. And instead of Talk Radio, we'll get you talking, it says on most people's, Talk Radio, we'll get you. Now, the news, it's quite complicated. We've been looking through it, actually. Now, the Trump travel ban, of course, dominating the news. We'll be talking a little bit more about that in a minute. President Trump saying only 109 people were detained at all. The UN have said the immigration order is mean-spirited and illegal. Jeremy Corbyn says it's illegal. There are various judges judging on it in various states in America at the moment. That's going on, of course. It is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, many people can't, which is why it's legally tricky. But it's all right, because we're here to help you get your head around any news that you find complex by exposing it, as we like to the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We like to analyse the news through haikus.
Goebbels' secretary dies. A shame, she could have got a job with Trump.
The news! In haikus. Joins us for our diversity paper review. Now, if you've not heard this before, this is where we review the papers. Yes, so what, John? So do loads of other programmes. Yeah, but we do them each day with a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We welcome back Rudd today, and Rudd's diversity is that he is...
bisexual.
Yes. What paper are you going to start with, Rudd?
I'm going to start with all of the papers.
All of the papers.
All of them.
Yes.
Trump has enforced his Muslim ban, inverted commas.
Yes.
As I'm sure you've been talking about on your show today.
I've mentioned it once or twice, I'll be honest with you.
But the big thing is, for people who haven't... Well, for people who haven't been listening, Trump has, you know, banned travel and visa applications from seven different countries, which I can't list now because I don't have them in front of me.
I could list them for you. They are Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Iran, Somalia, Libya and Yemen.
Fun fact... Five of those seven countries are all the people who are running away from those countries are running away because they've been bombed by the US, which is a fun little twist of irony.
Isn't it, though?
It's a fun little...
All the countries that we've sold weapons to and then turned their weapons on.
And installed governments into. Yeah. It's all fine.
Another fun fact, one of those countries is Bob Marley's favourite Arab nation.
And another fun fact, apparently on this day...
Which one is it, Cornelius?
Yemen.
Is that because they make jam there?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Right, so, sorry, Rudd, an idiot interrupted you.
Banned, and people aren't happy at all. I mean, because, here's the thing that I find really odd about it all, is that all the way through his campaign, he was like... You know, we're going to ban Muslims, we're going to stop Muslims going to come up, I'm going to round up all the Muslims and I'm going to kick them out. And now, him and all of his supporters are like, oh no, it's not about Muslims, it's just about those dangerous countries that we've... What?
Well,
what?
And the other argument is, which of course is the counter-argument, which is that he's only doing what he said he would do. Sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's the other... So he got voted in on the ticket of doing this.
Yeah.
And the majority... elected him.
Yeah.
So isn't he just following through with what he said he would do? And he's got to look tough. He's got to, you know, he's the action president and all this kind of stuff. So isn't he just doing what they knew he was
going to do? I mean, that's absolutely fair enough. He is doing what he said he'd do.
But that's democracy, then, isn't it?
What he said he'd do and what he is doing is stupid.
Yeah, but he got voted on that stupid ticket. So, but by protesting against it, are we not protesting against democracy?
No, because protest is a form of democracy.
Yeah, but we're protesting against a form of democracy.
Well, that's how democracy works.
And two democracies don't make a democracy.
Two democracies don't make a fascist regime.
That's right.
Well, actually, it turns out they do.
But you know what it is? It was ever thus, because everyone's got an opposing opinion, right? So there's a petition and a protest tonight outside Downing Street, and all this kind of, all this stuff. But what... But it's, again, it's like the Brexit thing. Some democracy happened and some people don't like the democracy. But it's a minority that don't like the democracy. It's not a democracy.
It is interesting. Well, no, it's not a minority anymore. Another fun fact.
Well, there's only 1.3 million people who signed the petition in this country.
That's more
66
people.
Million. And they're all from London.
They are.
And Bristol, for some reason. But do you know what I mean? It's not the people...
I know what you mean. It's definitely a discussion worth having.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of caught in the middle a bit, in as much as I am full on, you know, I like democracy and stuff. I think it's all right.
Well done. Strong point of view there, Rod.
But I feel like when it is such a questionable case of democracy, in as much as it is a man who didn't get the popular vote, fair enough, you can say that, you know, there's been presidents in the past. I think it's 4 presidents in the past that haven't got the popular vote.
Just the Electoral College, yeah.
Just through the Electoral College. It's that, and then there's all... I know this is all kind of very, you know, millennial liberal snowflake arguments, but there are allegations of Russian hacking, which some of which have been disproved. It's all very muddy water, and I agree with you. Part of me does think... I'm not one of those people who thinks that protesting does nothing. Protesting... does it shows, you know,
it alerts attention to a cause that you may otherwise not know about.
It makes the people in power scared.
Has a petition ever worked?
Just in general? I don't think
people
so.
Like rush to sign a petition, don't they? Now, before this, this has got just over a million signatures so far.
I think last time I checked, it was 1.4.
Okay, so that's this is the anti-Trump, don't let Trump come to the state visit.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock this evening at 10 Downing Street.
That when they're presenting it, is it?
Sorry?
Is that when they're presenting the petition? Is that what the point?
No. This is just a protest organised against by Owen
prior
Jones.
To that, the Brexit second referendum got 4.5 million signatures, I think, which didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So it's not going to change anything, is it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. From what I understand, I think if it reaches 10,000, it gets put to a committee. And I think if it reaches 100,000, it gets put up for debate, to be considered for debate in Parliament. Yeah. I think that's how it works. So I guess, ultimately, it's just, I don't know who it's up to decide whether a petition gets put to Parliament or not.
Yep.
But this one seems like it hasn't, considering Theresa May has said she extended the invitation from the Queen for Trump to come over.
You know what she should do? She invites Trump. That's fine, right? Because you know because there's the other argument saying, well, why should we close our border to someone because we don't like the idea that he's closing borders? Shouldn't we not open up the debate by him getting me here? Which is the argument I'd favour. But what she should do is prove we've got open borders by inviting Trump and a representative of each of those countries that he hates all at the same time. Tea party or something.
I think what she should do is make all of the door handles and taps just a bit bigger so that when he uses them he feels really insecure about the size of his hands.
That'd be a good trick to play, wouldn't it? Everything he touches is just made a little bit bigger.
Just like in the twits when, you know, he saws off the bottom of the chair.
It's a good idea. So but do you want to sign our petition, by the way?
What's your petition?
We've been running a petition this afternoon because everyone likes a petition, so we've got a petition.
Okay.
And it's this. Do you remember, Rudd, when back in the days of the Iraq War, when Americans decided they didn't like the French anymore?
I was 8.
Yeah. But you might remember the story. They decided to call French fries Freedom Fries.
Yes.
You remember that? So, and that was because they didn't like the French. Now, if we're saying let's protest against America, what we've said we'll do is we'll take the coffee, the Americano, and change its name to Muslim drink. Right? And if we all sign that, and that happens, right, it means that... Because that'll stick it to Trump, won't it? And we all have to go into our high street coffees tomorrow and say, could I please have a Muslim drink? And that way, we'll fight back.
I'll tell you, there's a fun little thing that you can do is somewhere, I can't remember where you find them, but all of the petitions that get rejected from the parliament,
it's all on the website.
Yeah, it's all on the website, so you can see some of the ridiculous. There's I would like to start a petition for my neighbour to move out because he's annoying me or stuff like. But people genuinely make these petitions, and it's a fun little afternoon just clicking through.
Well, I'm going to put ours on there. Then.
You can do it.
Let's do Muslim drink
publicity. One of my favourite was I don't think this was in the UK. I think this was in the US. But there's a petition that got many a signing. Was to rename Fire Ants to Spicy Boys. Which I think is...
Spicy Boys.
Spicy Boys.
I think that's my favourite petition of all time.
Kind of boy band action going on there. I once got bitten by a load of fire ants.
Ooh.
Hurts. No, I've been bitten by spicy boys. Let me know that very clear. But for fire ants, yes. Hurts.
I have.
Yeah, I bet you have. I've seen your Instagram. Right. I actually haven't. And I won't. So we know about Trump in all the papers. What else have we got?
The BBC are to learn what young people want. Immediately off of reading this headline, I'm like, ugh. Like, every time any corporation tries to, like, you know, integrate themselves with, like, the hip young people, just, it never goes well. It never goes
well. So what have they done?
There's going to be a panel of millennials, inverted commas, in the article, which are going to help help reinvent the public service broadcasting for a new generation.
Right.
Which...
I think they've trialled this in certain sections of the BBC.
Pray tell.
I know people who are on the BBC Radio 1 Young People's Panel.
Oh, God. You think... I mean, you're right. It's sort of...
It's nauseating.
Yes, yeah. that's exactly what it is.
It's like the kind of thing... They do it a little bit on their Facebook page and stuff. I don't know if they do it in any of their trials, but they've started to use a lot more emojis.
Mm.
Like, in every... Like BBC News Facebook posts, you see they'll have three or four emojis, which you can tell is obviously like a bunch of 40-year-old people just sitting around a boardroom.
Oh, the kids like the emojis.
My daughter on her iPad occasionally uses an emoji. I'm sure that's what all of the young people like.
Yes.
And then they just...
get it wrong.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We can have faith that they will get, you know, a bunch of very capable mediaite, you know, young people who actually know what young people want. Or they're just going to get a bunch of 35-year-olds who... browse, like, you know, Reddit and stuff to tell them what the young people like.
It is, you're absolutely right, it's a nauseating way of doing it, but it was ever thus. Maybe we should have a young people's panel. I think that's quite good, wouldn't
it? We already have work experience reviewers.
That's close enough.
Yeah.
And I don't understand a word they're saying.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that, like, everyone in the talk radio office is about 8 anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you know, if I want a snowflake millennial, you're the go-to guy.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. Like, just if ever you need a snowflake, whiny, liberal millennial to come on and moan about, you know, how awful the world is.
Yeah.
There's
I'm a penny
a dozen, mate.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story.
There was a hotel that got blackmailed into... Some hackers locked all of the doors in their hotel, and they had to pay blackmail money to get all the doors unlocked.
So it's just electronic hack, those electronic keys. Yeah, someone hacked.
So none of the cards were working, the hotel can get open. And it was... £1,270, which isn't
that
much.
Cheap, isn't
it? I was going to say, that's quite cheap.
I mean, per room, they could have charged that, surely.
This is a terrible crime, because you just arrest the guy when he comes back in to open all the doors with the card.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah. What an idiot.
So what hotel was this?
It was the Romantic Sea Hotel, Jägerwörth in Austria.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, sounds very romantic.
All right, Rod, thank you. We're out of time.
Worries.
Otherwise, you know, we'd talk to you more with your silly snowflake ways. But anyway, Sam Delaney's joined us now. Hi, Sam Delaney.
How you doing?
Very good.
Hi.
You?
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, we'll be talking about Trump's immigration policy today.
Yep.
Which I know it's good that we've got Rudd here and you mentioned him being Snowflake, because on Inauguration Day, Rudd cried in the pub. Which was amazing.
Thanks for saying that on the radio, Sam.
Well, yeah, but mate, you cried, it's in the public domain. Because
literally.
I'm legally water. I'm legally water. Tonight. That was a packed pub. You were looking at him being sworn in. You cried. I said, is everything all right, mate? You said, I can't believe he's president. Now... fair enough. I know a lot of people were very emotional about it, but you also have to understand you were surrounded by a bunch of news journalists who are the most awfully cynical and jaded people in the world. Yeah. There was never going to be any sympathy for that kind of lily-livered snowflake attitude, right? It was the worst possible time you could have cried.
I'd like to say I didn't cry at the table. I was welling up at the table, and then I went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So
that's fine.
Right,
yeah.
At least you kept some dignity in that.
Yeah. But you care, Rod, don't you? That's the point.
Yeah. How are you feeling about it now? Because actually, I know you had your concerns at the time, but I did say to you, don't worry. worry, I'm sure it'll be fine. And now, here we are, a week later, and actually, I bet you feel really soppy now for getting so nervous about everything.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
It's going fine.
So some of that on the programme.
So we'll
then.
Be doing that. We'll be doing the phenomena of fake news and what MPs are going to try and do to combat people just spreading lies on the internet and dressing up as news. And Celebrity Swears, Kay Ribeiro from Heat Magazine. Oh, it'll be a barrel of laughs. Yeah. There'll be no crying.
No.
At least I hope not. Although,
only
in many
tears
ways...
of laughter.
Tears, yeah, and tears on the radio is, you know, never a bad thing. Is it sort of thing the bosses like?
Exactly right, yeah. So if you want to just give Rod a pinch on the way out, it'll work. Rod, thank you very much. Paper Review, it's Sam Delaney with you next for Drive. I'm going downstairs now to do Virgin Radio and play some music and then talk nonsense in the gaps because they're our sister station, you know. So I thought I would. Anyway, right, so we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, on here. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.